other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Radio broadcast lined up for you today. Every day, just things get more and more serious, more and more pertinent to all of our lives as there is a quickening of evil activities on a planetary scale and also the activities of the good against the corruption, against the evil. We are joined by Anthony J. Hilder to talk about the economic planned meltdown coming up in 1 hour. And then David Ray Griffin, who's been one of the scholarly proponents of exposing the fact that 9/11 was and is an inside job. A lot of new developments there. He'll be breaking down the fraudulent NIST report, which has now discredited the criminal government even more. So that is coming up in the third hour of the broadcast today. We're also going to have open phones in this hour and throughout the interviews with our guests that are coming up, and we'll have open phones coming up in the fourth hour today as well when we do not have a guest on the show. Okay, let me go ahead and go through the news here financially. Remember, the IMF and World Bank documents that were released in 2001, went public 2002, Bilderberg, Moles that we have reported to us 5 years ago and then 3 years ago, that the New World Order was planning a controlled financial implosion for bank consolidation and to trick the American people and the people of Europe and England, as well as Australia and Japan, the industrialized world, into signing on in the name of a bailout. But the bailout itself is a new financial order, as the Wall Street Journal and as the Chinese government, many others have been stating. A new financial order is being born out of that. And what you have is the Treasury Department becoming a giant hedge fund and being given total and complete basically godhood. Just no government is above it. No government is equal. No oversight. No investigation. No one is even allowed to look at what they are doing. That is exactly what we are dealing with here. Now, Sunday, the Congress met in secret. They'd only done that, five times in the 230-plus year history. Now the Congress is meeting in secret every few weeks and then not even officially announcing it. The five previous times, it had, of course, been a big deal. Now they do it, and it's just, oh, well, that's what they do. They meet in secret. And now we have the financial plan that has been put forward, and it clearly states, that no investigation, no guessing, no second guessing, no oversight of any type by Congress or anyone else, any court in the land. Now, I mean, this is just tyranny on its face. Let me read to you Section 8 of the, quote, bailout package. Decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion, and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. No court of law, no nothing. This is above the law, the very definition of hard core tyranny. The very definition of extreme tyranny. So we're going to break that down. I mean, no one can say, however the course runs, that it wasn't obvious, that we weren't warned, that we weren't given a chance to say no to this. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, just a program note before I launch into all of the news, which is the greatest importance that we've ever covered here on the air, in all my years on air. Before I get to that, I would not be here today if things were not so important. My children got a stomach bug this weekend, and then my wife got it yesterday with all the that goes along with the stomach bug, and I undoubtedly have it right now. I am, my mouth's watering, and I am attempting to wait to vomit during the breaks, but I am going to be on air today for the full 4 hours, and I am going to be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours tonight. If the hair lips the admiral, that's God's will, and I'm sure I can handle it. It's no problem. It's really no big deal. But if I hear me pause or if I have to go to music here and there during the show, I will be doing that. Okay, let me compose myself here for a moment and then launch into the news and information. Hold on one moment. All right. This is a organized, orchestrated implosion, not just of the United States economy or the economy of North America, but the economy on a planetary scale. This is not our opinion. This is admitted. Here are just some of the headlines. The Associated Press has a paragraph in one of its articles. White House admits it drew up bailout plans months ago. ABC News is also reporting that. We always hear no one could have seen this or heard of this coming. Well, actually, the White House has admitted they drew up the bailout plan months ago. White House Deputy Press Secretary insisted that the plan was not slapped together and had been drawn up as a contingency over previous months and weeks by administration officials. Acknowledged lawmakers were getting only days to pursue it, but he said this should be enough. But the government did nothing real to prevent the financial meltdown. Instead, it let the meltdown happen and is now trying to ram through a terrible, counterproductive legislation drafted previously by other fear tactics. Here is another one. Nice condensed story here of the Wall Street Journal and Reuters, my George Washington blogspot. It's up on Infowars.com. Bernanke admits bailout is not aimed at helping taxpayers. Apologists for the bailout plan say that it will have a trickle-down benefit for taxpayers, but this is the testimony to the Senate today. Bernanke pretty much admitted the bailout isn't aimed at helping taxpayers. Specifically, as the Wall Street Journal summarizes, Bernanke used his time to argue for not buying assets at fire sale prices in the Treasury $700 billion bailout proposal. Mr. Bernanke said the Treasury plan should have taxpayers buy the assets and hold them at close to their maturity value. Removing the assets, he said, would bring liquidity back to markets, unfreezing credit markets, reduce uncertainty, and allow banks to attract private capital. As Reuters has the transcript, he goes over that. He says, we cannot impose punitive measures on institutions that chose to sell the assets. Still, he acknowledged that the precise approach of doing so hadn't been determined. Now, again, the dirty secret of the bailout, 32 words that none dare utter. Decision by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court or law or administrative agency. Notice the last of the big brokerage firms standing is Goldman Sachs. These are just fronts or cutouts, receivership windows to carry out the criminal activities. Where does Paulson come from? Secretary of the Treasury, former head of Goldman Sachs. Where do you see the Japanese and the Chinese and the Arabs dumping their money now? Where do you see Warren Buffett dumping $5 billion yesterday? In Goldman Sachs. It clearly is going to be the only one left standing in this, while the real assets and the bailout money is fenced through these institutions and then used to be leveraged against other corporations and the real economy to further consolidate those criminally. Here's another one. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley may look to buy regional banks. See, snatching up. You have the former head of Goldman Sachs, who's the Treasury Secretary, carrying out the private Fed operations for the private shareholders. Then they control the federal regulators that go and shut down and consolidate and take over what banks they want. They go in and grab them and then hand them to private interest and then buy up whatever assets are there with U.S. tax money and then hand the assets to private interest. Do you understand how big a criminal operation this is? And if you don't like it, NORTHCOM Army Brigades are standing by, Army Times. Congress doesn't like it, the troops will move. If the troops don't follow orders, the black op operations will detonate neutron bombs in D.C. and New York and say Al-Qaeda did it. Now, if you know how to read the Army reports and the British reports and the think tank reports, they have told the world that's what they'll do. They say, oh, if people rebel and take over capitals, we'll use neutron bombs on them. We've got a gun up against our head. They're robbing your pension funds, your future, your currency. And if that isn't enough, they're saying you have to pay the taxes on the inflation of the money down the road. Meanwhile, you hear the domesticated public on talk radio and on TV news shows saying, well, we don't like the bailout, but we have to save the economy. This is the organized destruction of the economy. Stocks fall and fail to sustain advance on Buffett Goldman. Stocks unable to sustain gain on Buffett $5 billion investment. Markets uneasy over bailout. That's the plan, is to blow them out so they can have a fire sale. It's what this is. This is a fire sale. Here's another one. This is the Philadelphia News, Philadelphia Inquirer. Secretary Paulson, taxpayer hedge fund. So that's not Alex Jones saying that last week and Monday and all our guests. That's even mainstream news saying, look, to put it in layman's terms, they are allowing select last man standing hedge funds like Goldman Sachs and maybe Morgan Stanley to where they can engage in short selling, naked shorting, they can engage in every criminal activity openly that's openly illegal, but they openly engage in it. No one else is allowed to, and they're given unlimited capital from the Treasury to do it. Just, this is worse than bank robbery. This is just absolute criminality times a billion. It is, nothing ever has even come close to this. This is just, and again, Army brigades are standing by if you don't like it. This, and the police and military are not bad people on average. They don't know. They're compartmentalized. The average stockbroker, the average banker doesn't even understand this because these are low-level compartmentalized individuals. That's how our society is designed. It's so complex that no one can be an expert in every area or even a couple areas. It's general knowledge you need to get and get quickly, police and military, to understand what's happening here. If you don't understand it, let me just read to you again from Section 8 of the bank robbery bill, the legalized complete looting of everything. Decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. That's PDD 51 being implemented through the financial structure, and that's what PDD 51 states. Military, terrorist, financial, or any other crisis, the Security Council, the President, Homeland Security, the Treasury, they can do whatever they want, including arresting citizens secretly, torturing citizens secretly. Even if the Army tribunals find you not guilty secretly, the President or any of his designates can order your secret execution. That's all in there. In the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, and listen to me. FBI agents, cops, lawyers, people that think you know what's going on and don't, and think you can just ignore what I just said. Why don't you go read PDD 51, PDD 51. Google it. You'll be on whitehouse.gov. Why don't you go read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act? It's only 20-something pages. Why don't you go read the Military Commissions Act and then go read what Cornell and Harvard Law and Jonathan Turley have said about it? Go read it for yourself. They prepared all of this. What did we say they'd do? They would stage a terror attack. First, they would have a fake drug war like they brought down the Chinese government over 100 years ago. A black market to corrupt the police, create huge criminal hordes, build a prison grid, a surveillance grid, an informant grid. Because Americans wouldn't have put up 30 years ago with, we're going to have informants and everybody spying on you because you may be terrorists. People would say, that's ridiculous. But, oh, you want to stop the crackheads, don't you? Then they put that grid in place, covertly start having the military take over local police departments, CIA, you name it. Then they stage terror attacks to roll out the Stasi, to roll out the surveillance grid. Then they implode the government and activate continuity of government, shadow government, to guard their criminal exit, their escape with the gold, their escape with the cash, their escape with all the assets. They've got to bring in tyranny to block the people and the Congress and the legislatures from ever bringing them to justice. Now look, there's no stopping this now. That's pretty much a foregone conclusion. But at least we can know who to blame. When your grandma has her pension fund taken, police, remember, your masters did it. When you don't get a pension fund, remember, your masters did it. When people are starving in the streets, remember, your bosses did it. When this country fully falls apart, for God's sakes, don't blame it on the American people and yourself. Know who to blame, okay? Because out of this, we can still probably get control of the government. There's a way to do it, to get around the neutron weapons and to get the government back. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 24th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $898. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $924.12, $462.06 for half ounce, and $231.03 for quarter ounce. That's $924.12, $462.06, and $231.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes? pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us.
Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum.
Can run on for a long time.
Voices calling, voices crying.
Can run on.
Some are born and some are dying.
Sooner or later, I'm going to cut you down.
It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind.
White House admits they drew up the bailout months ago. It's like they massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, and two terror task force groups, and signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th.
It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
They called
in measured a hundredweight
the military in that morning to watch the big screen TVs all over the nation and the world as the planes came into the towers and said nothing. Cynthia McKinney's now testified that on the day of 9/11 they walked in, men from the FBI and other agencies, and gave them talking points and said, this is what you're supposed to say. You bastards planned all of this. And a lot of you that went along with this evil, you're going to now get to, well, reap what you sow, as they say. We all will in the end. When we come back in the next long segment, I'm going to break down what we're facing and what I mean by neutron weapon decapitation. It's very key to understand the enemy operations, the enemy battle plans, and to understand what we face as a society as we begin to go downhill in this planned criminal consolidation, this military bloodbath worldwide, the financial meltdown that is only just now beginning. The controlled collapse, the controlled consolidation. And then there's all this other news I have. Foreign press reports, Marriott Marine mystery. This is all over the foreign press, French news, British news, Saudi news, Pakistani news, Qatar news, but not in our news. Foreign press reports, Marriott Marine's mystery. Editor's note from Infowars.com. Online newspapers in Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar are reporting unusual behavior by U.S. Marines at the Marriott in Islamabad prior to the attacks on the hotel. As usual, this was reported by the U.S. or European corporate media. Well, there was some European, actually. But before that, hotel got blown to bits. EPA against limiting rocket fuel and tap water. AP. I'm gonna leave. That's just some of the news. And the really big news, U.S. troops and homeland crowd control patrols for the United States. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right?
First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Welcome to your life. Okay, let me run through the news. I started in on the financial information. By the way, I forgot to do this. I had a financial expert last night, a legal expert on finances, do an analysis of that bill. I mean, I've done my own, but he sent it this morning to Trey. Bob, And I forgot to tell Trey to print that in his email. Will you go get him to print the email on the bailout analysis that I had separately done? Because I wanted to make sure of this. So I had one of our advisors do their own analysis of it. And I wanted to go over that section by section. Just the particular section alone that I keep going over is decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency, which is the most extreme financial tyranny imaginable. It's not even a conflict of interest. It's far worse than that. It is criminal to have the former head of Goldman Sachs sitting in the office of the Secretary of the Treasury, piping hundreds of billions of dollars into his own company in front of everyone. But that itself pales in significance to the fact that selectively, hedge funds, banks, and financial institutions are under his regulatory control, and the Treasury, along with the private Federal Reserve, working in tandem, are deciding on what banks are bought, what their supposed assets are worth, who the banks are handed over to. They are handing the banks and brokerage firms over to other banks and brokerage firms, the top tier. There's only about five of them. There are no books, no investigations, no transparency, no federal agencies involved, no state agencies. In fact, they're saying in this bailout, the scam out is a better word for it, this total looting, that no one could even look at it. So in secret, under a national security envelope, the Secretary of the Treasury can send regulators in to claim that banks are bankrupt or defunct or have engaged in activities that are violations of law selectively, and then hand them over to the Allied Crime Syndicate. So this is the international banking cartel eating all the other banks and brokerage firms. And then while that is going on, Paulson says internationally, not just U.S.-based banks or U.S. subsidiaries of international banks, but any banking institution, any brokerage firm in the world, you hear, quote, we'll bail them out. What that really means is we will go and pay off their executives, pay off their board of directors, pay off their chairman, pay off their CEOs to roll their institutions under this larger umbrella. And they're calling it a new world order international system that is emerging. And it's being called that in hundreds of different publications. This is not Alex Jones getting on the air and telling you this. This is in the Philadelphia News. This is in the Associated Press. This is on Bloomberg saying the president has dictatorial banking power. They just announce it like it's no big deal. So with your money, your pledge to pay it, you're not bailing out banks so the economy doesn't go under. This is the economy going under. They are pushing the economy under. They've done everything they can. Remember 2.5 years ago, after Bilderberg said pop the real estate bubble to create a consolidation, how suddenly they came out and badmouthed the economy and did everything they could to drive down the dollar and lower the interest rates so that international bodies would start dumping the dollar? And then as soon as they started pushing it under, they said, okay, now it's sliding too fast. We want a controlled implosion, as the Financial Times of London reported almost 2 years ago. this is too fast. So they're gauging it. They're governing it. They throttle the economy down. If it looks like it might try to burst out of this controlled implosion, and if it looks like it's imploding too fast, they pump it back up. This is a virtuoso. This is a master conductor with thousands of instruments and a huge symphony of economic annihilation, a symphony of destruction. With Paulson and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers up there carrying this out with precision. This isn't mismanagement. If three black vans pull up in front of a bank and pile in with men wearing black masks and submachine guns and with precision shut off the electronic alarm and put duct tape on everybody's mouths and shove them down on the floor and go up with the codes to the vault and punch it in and go in and steal the gold and the silver and the diamonds and the cash, that's not mismanagement. That is a precision robbery. But it's done by old men in suits on TV, completely steely-eyed, totally focused when you watch them before Congress or on television, putting out their party line. And you notice the party line's what's scary. They're not even really lying. They're saying, no, this is to help Wall Street. No, this is to help the consolidation. No, this is to shore things up in a crisis they created. And to them, there will be peace when they own and run everything. And when the world population's been totally shackled and put into a worldwide cashless society, world ID system, there will be peace. Kind of like the peace after a battlefield when it's strewn with dead. Oh, there is peace with the carrion birds circling overhead. So this multifaceted implosion by design of the economy and the criminal consolidation is in full swing. This is from one of my legal sources who wishes to not be named in this particular analysis. Dear Alex, there are four onerous and unparalleled aspects of the bailout. And again, everything that's in here is in the articles. One is it is exempt from sunset laws. It will never go away. Two, it is hugely broad and it covers all institutions. Three, it allows the dollar amount of purchase at any one time, which is essentially a blank check for buying all the commercial paper touching on a mortgage or bank or any other security that will ever exist in the world. As I read it, it entirely removes any monetary limit from the capacity of the secretary to buy securities. Last, it allows the secretary to sell any asset purchased and use the funds for operations indefinitely. This removes the Treasury from any shade of congressional oversight and that the Treasury will no longer depend on congressional appropriations to function. See, it's setting up. It's the Federal Reserve getting rid of the Treasury is basically what's happening. I believe that what this bailout really does is cover the hot checks the current administration has written and provides a new funding mechanism to supplement and eventually replace the IRS code. This bill could ultimately give the Treasury the power to seize and sell all our homes to cover banking failures or any other assets for that matter. That's exactly what it is. And read the presidential executive orders going back about seizing land, work brigades. We need a master Rosetta Stone article that goes through all these bullet points. See, here's what's happening. The private Federal Reserve has taken full control of the Treasury through the executive and now Congress about to pass this bailout, at least on paper. You know, it's already going on, but they are certifying it, giving it some, you know, legalistic cover, at least on the surface. And they are going out with naked shorts with shorts. They only ban that against their institutions, which is already over a third of the, quote, U.S. economy. And then they've created over a quadrillion or 1,000 trillion, hundreds of times more than all the assets in the world. And so now they need to somehow trick the Congress and the public that it's a bailout when all they're getting us to contractually, at least verbally, to agree to is to be bound to this and to have to pay on it. And so this is debt serfdom that is being engineered. And so the banks, the private central coterie or inner sanctum in the New World Order is waging war against any banks they don't own or control, brokerage firms, consolidating them all, regional banks, other international banking syndicates that were smaller. They are attacking the real economy, thousands of real corporations that are traded on the stock exchanges. They're hammering them down right now with unlimited capital, snatching them up. This is a giant blob absorbing everything in its path. Everything we said they were gearing up to do, what the IMF and World Bank documents state they were doing. This has nothing to do with the mortgages. That is only the surface reason to implement this, as we told you almost 3 years ago, that they would use that as the cover for the implosion and then blame it on the American people. We're going to be blamed for the terror attacks that our criminal government launched. It's going to be brought out internationally, and it is. British, Italian, Russian, Japanese TV. It's going to be brought out that our government ordered the rape of children in front of their parents, as is now declassified by the government itself. When they won't declassify anything else. They won't declassify 50-year-old stuff, but they'll release what they want. We're going to be blamed for the economic implosion, everything. Bush, the little puppet's going to be blamed. Cheney, why do you think they're buying ranches in Paraguay and lavish homes and armored compound citadels in Dubai and Switzerland? They're leaving. The money all left 2 years ago. Cheney dumped all his dollars and his U.S. assets 2.5 years ago. Warren Buffett dumped it years ago. They're leaving. They're burning us down. All these fools drive around with American flags on their car, listening to the heroin head Rush Limbaugh, thinking he's conservative. If he's conservative, so is Lenin. You got suckered, and you got suckered good. And I'm telling you, you can still turn some of this around if a lot of you fake conservatives will just grow up. And if you fake liberals, again, you're not even what you believe you are. Well, just grow up. We could turn a lot of this around. It really is a shame. And there is such denial out there. Such unparalleled, unprecedented denial. Last Thursday, or 7 days ago, the Army Times came out, not with a bang, but with a whimper, and just said, yeah, they're going to rotate through combat brigades and train them basically for martial law, civil insurrection, rioting in the United States, and deploy them in the U.S. And it says that in there, and NORTHCOM stated that, and that's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. What do people go into that article on Infowars.com that we reposted? And what do they say? What do they say about the article that Paul Watson wrote today? U.S. troops in Homeland crowd control patrols from October 1st. They go in there and they say, hey, this is just training. I guess Waco was training. I guess in New York City, when troops come up and yell and scream at you, at me on video and tell me not to videotape in America, that that's just training, them cussing at me in my face. I guess it's just training when John Warner Defense Authorization Act says martial law, says that the feds take over the governors and deal with insurrection. I guess troops coming up to me in Central Texas running checkpoints on the side of the road saying, turn your cameras off. I guess that isn't real either, huh? Or the Marines in the mid-80s raiding gun shops in Virginia secretly? You mean that whole giant black op? You mean that's training? Is that what that is? Is this looting the Treasury? Is that training? Is the CIA opening public offices in every major city? Is that just training? Are the face scanning cameras, are those just training? Are the infrared cameras they're putting up that face scan you just like they put up in Iraq so you can be killed from the air? Is that just training? Is this whole control grid they put in and these thumb scanners to buy and sell that are going in all over the place at grocery stores and churches and malls and bookstores, is that for training? Are cops crawling out of our ears? Is that for training? Stop living in denial, little boys. This isn't a drill. This isn't an exercise any more than the Georgians running drills with the U.S. and Israel the week before they struck South Ossetia. Was that just training? This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. And when the troops are rolling down your streets and there's rioting and starving in the streets, don't you dare tell me that's a drill, too. God help us. God help the denial and the mindlessness that goes on out there. 9 years ago, I witnessed with my eyeballs Marines training to take our guns, to put Americans on their knees and blow our heads off, and to take your children from you. And then we found out they were secretly training the preachers to tell their congregations to turn in their guns and go to camps. And a year and a half after we broke that here, it came out in the mainstream news. This is real. This is happening, and they're going to launch the operation unless we expose it.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
That's right. What if I say? What if I say I will never surrender? What if I say I will never surrender? We'll be right back. Absolutely. All right, I said I'd take calls. Joel, Scott, Bill, Richard, Robert, get Hilder on about 10 after. Joel in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. And I wanted to talk about how the New World Order has crippled our morality. The moment that they decided that we were overpopulated, the next child born was under a death sentence. Now, think about what that means. If some kid in Bangladesh, no judge, no jury, or guilt, they're under a death sentence. Under our system of law, we have to have at least a hearing, a trial, presenting of evidence. But
what kind of telephone are you on? What kind of telephone are you on?
It's on a Skype.
Man, it's bad.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I just wanted to warn, just like you've been trying to warn, all those who think they are good. Are they any better than an innocent child that is under that death sentence?
That's right. The United Nations and the World Bank and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and all these eugenics organizations are just out there engaging in just unbelievable stuff. And I'll just remind the police and military, the criminals that run our government put deadly poison in your water supply, too, and call it fluoride. It's a cocktail of things, and there's no doubt it's poisonous, and there's no doubt they put it in there on purpose. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just, it's crazy.
Well, let's not lose our morality, not for money or anything.
I hear you, man. I really appreciate your call, Joel. Let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
Oh, I'm really great.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I really enjoyed having Steve Coyle, hearing that on there yesterday. He was great to hear him. I really believe that he's on to something there. I think that I've always felt it in my gut, and you always talk about how your gut is what you should listen to. I feel it in my gut that something's, you know, it's going to happen this year. I just have a hard time they're trying to move at the heat of the moment, and if they let something cool down and build back up and they got something moving right now and they're in their favor, so I just think that they're going to keep moving that way, you know, instead of start and stop. And so I think that is something is going to happen before the end of the year. And the other thing is, I hear that, you know, when they had that last money that they gave everybody in those checks, that we borrowed from China on that. And the other thing is, I heard that we're now, if we go into the $700 billion bailout, which we know won't even cover anything, I heard that they're going to start leveraging, like, Air Force bases and all kinds of our
that
assets.
Was always the plan, to go into receivership. The New York Times is saying that cities are going to be handed over to private interest. Now, remember, the private interest engineer this. They engineer the crisis, and it's definitely done by design. But even if people don't believe that, it's admitted that they created it, and then they get to be in the catbird seat and run the next phase, and then it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yep, that's exactly what I feel. I think that Steve Quayle, though, I'm glad you had him on the show. I really feel that he's got something. I believe that he's right on that.
Well, I agree with Stephen about 95% of what he says. You know, he goes that extra 5% and does some things that I can't prove one way or the other. And I just stick with what I can deal with. But it was a very interesting radio interview, and we appreciate him joining us. We'll be right back with Bill, Richard, Robert, and others. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The criminal banking bill allows the criminal Treasury Department, owned by the Federal Reserve, is basically what's happening, to be a private institution, grab any banks, run all the regulatory systems, take your homes, commit any crime, basically. It is just off the charts. But Congress can't legalize murder. Congress can't legalize, roasting children over an open spit. They can't legalize, blowing up New York City so they can roast hot dogs. So it's just all fraud, all criminality. Bill in Paris. Is that Paris, Texas, or Paris, France?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
It's Paris, France.
Okay, welcome.
Alex, I just wanted to say thank you for your brave efforts. You do a great service.
Well, we are shining the silverware on the deck of the Titanic, but we try.
You do a great job. I'm calling from Paris because I really can't be in the United States anymore because it just became too dangerous there for me. You do a lot of talking on your show about the Illuminati and what they do and on a grand scale, but I don't know I don't think there's very many people that call in on a day-to-day basis that have personal stories about being touched by the Illuminati and being stalked and harassed and have had their family members murdered. And that is me. That is my reason for the call today. I've got an amazing story to tell you here. My family owned five of the largest nightclubs in the city of Chicago. My stepdad was a silent owner of the clubs, and he died suspiciously about a year and a half ago. His name was Steve Reynolds. And right around when he died, my mother and I started to notice that, I should back up a little bit here. Right after he died, my mother was approached by his associates and told
us. Listen, before we say any names of people, because, there's a lot of folks that call in and make stuff up. I'm not saying you're doing that. Maybe you should write this down in an email and send me some proof. Are some evidence or news clippings or pictures?
You can look it up. You can look it up on the internet, Alex.
I'm asking you to send that to me then.
Oh, okay.
Send that stuff to Aaron at Infowars.com, and I will look at it, and then perhaps have you on sometime about it as a guest. I appreciate the call, Bill. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I have information for your listeners. We hear all the time about how much the Congress, the Senate, they're concerned about the American workers, about American jobs. Well, I called Senator Hutchinson off this morning, and they're going to reauthorize another 500,000 visas for foreign workers to come into the country.
Absolutely. They are only going to do total legalization of anybody in the world. Not that I'm against people from India or people from Mexico. It's that they'll work for a fraction, and it will implode the economy. And they say, well, that's good for the economy. Oh, yeah, we're finding out how good it is now.
Well,
NAFTA and GATT destroy things. They say, don't worry, it'll get better. But everything they tell us to do is poison.
We hear all this stuff about American workers. We're concerned about your wages, your jobs, and just look what they do. I also want to confirm that you're right about the feds taking over the sheriff's department or taking over the counties. Both sheriff candidates in Bastrop County have ties to the FBI.
Well, of course.
And everything you said is right there. I mean, the good news is, I heard you in 1996 when I first started listening to you, and I started telling people, and I've read a couple books on the Federal Reserve, and they thought I was crazy. About a quarter of those people have now come to me in the last year, and they are absolutely freaking out.
Well, they're going to get really freaked out when they shove a gun in the back of their head and blow their head off right before they kill their child in front of them.
Well, I think they're starting to prepare for what's coming our way, hopefully.
Well, I'm not kidding. The people running things in this country killed 200 million people last century. They kill. They kill. That's what they come to do. They come to take your farm, take your ranch, take your business, line you up against a wall, and spray your guts all over the place. Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up. Go ahead and get Hilder on the line.
High gasoline prices got you down?
Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For 40-plus years, he's been fighting the New World Order. He put out Meyer and Fagan's Illuminati records. He's also run major motion picture lots in Hollywood and knows some of the biggest hitters there, but he doesn't never talk much about that, and we never bring much of that up, though it'd be interesting in better times and less serious times to have Anthony on to talk about his life sometime for 2 or 3 hours. He'll be with us for the rest of this hour, a little bit of the next, then David Ray Griffin joins us. I wanted to let a caller finish up, Richard in Texas, about how the FBI either runs former FBI agents or minions of the FBI or DEA or CIA are now most of the sheriffs in the United States, but that's only one part of the covert operation, covertly funded, now going back 25 years. It's now just bags of cash with special forces. They have the Army do it, and we've had a police chief, San Antonio, on, how they tried to buy him. I've interviewed other police chiefs. This was going on hard and heavy over 10 years ago. So, you know, I ran into all this and started a long investigation, and I've, you know, freaked out, yelled and screamed on air, because I knew all this financial implosion was coming. I knew that was their goal. And then even worse stuff comes after that. I mean, here's the deal, folks. It's going to get real bad. Things are wonderful right now compared to what they're going to be. You're not going to have the internet like you have it now. I'm not probably going to be on the air. And I mean, that's on the good end. This just gets worse and worse and worse. And I'm telling you, this is a process. This is a program of enslavement. Richard, finish up.
Well, I only got one more thing to say, and that is that when I first started listening to you back in the old KJFK days, and I started warning people, they were laughing at me. And now they're not. A lot of them have woken up, and that's how we're going to win this thing if we don't get the message out to everybody we can.
Well, it's not just Ron Paul. I appreciate your call. It's not just Ron Paul. There's several other congressmen. One of them up there out of New Hampshire, you know, was asked, the name slips me, I can pull it up. We've played the clips on air. He said, why aren't you guys impeaching Bush? And he said, because they'll just declare martial law and basically arrest the Congress. They've been told that, folks. And then the British Ministry of Defense puts out a report last year saying that if parliaments or Congress or the people try to take over the capitals, like something out of V for Vendetta, they're just going to detonate a neutron bomb. That doesn't destroy one building, doesn't destroy any infrastructure. It fries. It sends a radiation wave through all life forms. That's cockroaches, turtles, buzzards, bees, dragonflies, sparrows, humans, polar bears at the zoo. Everything dies. And, you know, there's ways to get around that. We politically take over every county, every city, educate everybody, get the military and police educated to where they see through this. Then people just start saying no and have general strikes and just have a mass revelation, as Anthony Hilders always said. A revelation is something that just, you know, literally spreads like wildfire. You know, an awakening, which has really been happening in slow motion, but it's starting to quicken. The enemy's quickening as well. Then we can overt that. But no march on Washington. You know, the Congress can't do it now. They're all scared, folks. And this new bailout plan says decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. It allows them to take over any banking, any houses, any governments. It's total financial martial law by the Federal Reserve. And I've got the act here in front of me. It is unbelievable. It is dictatorship of the bankers. Who did they tell you in the mainstream news a few months ago, as I told you years ago? What did they say? They said, you will be paying your global carbon tax to an international consortium of banks. You're going to pay your taxes to them. The military is going to work for them. Everything. Do you understand? You know, a pop culture analogy is when the private corporation, you know, in RoboCop takes over the city and says, well, that's the deal. Well, that's basically they're telling you there what they're really doing. And it's all here in black and white. This is not a bailout. This is a complete takeover. Anthony J. Hilder, we're really honored to have you here with us. You made films decades ago about their plan to do this because you'd seen them do it in many other nations. Break down what we see happening right now financially.
Well, this is financial Armageddon. First of all, it's not a recession. It's a depression. And we're going full bore into it. It's Osama bin Laden that is attacking this country. Well, no, I've got to rephrase that. It's Osama bin Bush. That's the reality. The Osama bin Ladens that we hear about have been dead for years. But this is alive. They're attacking every bank account. They're attacking every home. They're attacking every child. They're attacking every mother, every child-to-be. They're after. They want us all. They want us numbered. There's an invasion coming from south of the border. That's only because the Latinos will accept a biochip in exchange for a citizenship.
So by the way, they are chipping the Mexican police, and they're making the Attorney General feds for 4 years take chips. That's MSNBC. This isn't a joke.
We have a film, it's called Citizen Chip 666. They exchange their freedom for the citizenship. And it is all in the works now. There isn't anything you have. There isn't anything you ever had or ever hoped to have. They're not planning on taking away. They want it all, and this is the coup de grace. If this thing goes through, they're going to put this hammer is going to come down like a guillotine on the back of your head. This is financial Armageddon. If it doesn't come, they're going to create the crisis for the control. It's Ordo Ab Chaos. When you see this on the side of the Masonic buildings, it means something. They have a reason for doing this. It is a satanic, Luciferian agenda. When you have somebody like Paulson and Bernanke from the Council on Foreign Relations saying, this is what we must have. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. We have to have a revelation. We have to have every single listener get on the phone to the congressman, just the numbers, because they don't go, they don't listen to what you have to say, but they look at the numbers. If we make it impossible for them to do this, then we will avoid this. But even if we avoid it, they will create another crisis to bring about control.
And Anthony, it's not like we just started saying this. I mean, my book, written 6.5 years ago, Descent into Tyranny, the last chapter said they'd do this in around 2008, 2009, because I had their own documents. It's not hard when they're telling you what they're going to do. And then 3 years ago, we got our info out of the Bilderberg Group saying they were going to start it with the housing collapse by design. I mean, it's not just like we're pointing our finger now. They say, it's even in mainstream news, that they're privatizing the Treasury and then letting them have select rules where they can consolidate all the other banking and financials. And
they own the money system. We have to get the money system out of their hands. When Henry Kissinger met with Sarah Palin yesterday, I took a look at that. It's like, you know, the angel meeting with the devil, but the angel is influenced by the devil. We have our preachers from the podium saying, we must go in this direction. We must get ready. I'm talking about the Robertsons.
They admittedly are on the government payroll. It's not even a secret.
And then I'm going to a convention this weekend. This is the Bay Area UFO convention, and I'll give you a number on that later. But at the convention, they're going to be talking about the use of UFOs, or the illusion of a second coming through Operation Bluebeam. In fact, Kissinger had made the statement. He said, today America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful, especially if they had this outside threat from beyond that was uncontrollable. They didn't know what to do. They were in the streets, and along came a voice and said, follow us. It's like
Anthony, explain to people what Operation Bluebeam is. The government has declassified that they have plans to project, you know, 3,000 foot tall Jesus, Buddha, UFOs, what they've been projecting above Dallas.
In every section of the world where it would be, where the Muslims would find out what they believe would be coming, and the Christians would see, you know, Christ, they would see crucifixes, they would see, have all of this imagery. They've been practicing this for years.
Yeah, there's no doubt they've been preparing with the media and the culture and the Olympic Games ceremonies where they have UFOs, you know, fake UFOs landing, that they've been gearing up for something like this. I don't know if that's what they're planning to pull, but that's certainly in their bag of tricks, of dozens of different tricks. But having the Pope come out and say aliens are real and they're our friends, and having all these astronauts come out and say it's all real, do you think they're preparing the public for this?
Oh, absolutely, there's a preparation. I had the former candidate for mayor in Alaska, in Anchorage, when I had my show up there. He and one of my other listeners went down to Area 51. That's when there wasn't a lot of activity up and down the Highway 375. They went into the Tickaboo Valley. This is about 120 miles north of Vegas. They went out the road towards Area 51, the Groom Lake facility. They parked the car. About 5 minutes later, two cars come up. The Broncos, with the camel dudes, as we would call them. They asked to see their license plate. They wanted to see the driver's licenses. They wanted to find out if they had any cameras on them. They went through a whole series of interrogations and trying to get them to go. And my friend said, well, isn't this BLM land? He said, well, there's bombs that could have been dropped over here. You're in danger. And he said, isn't it BLM land? He says, yes. So they walked. The security guys left. And the two girls and this fellow was frightened. And then I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Well, we're definitely in crazy times with the Pope coming out and saying, get ready for little green men to land, and these astronauts coming out and saying all this, not just one, several of them. CNN, Larry King Live saying aliens are real. And then we're the weirdos for saying, no, it's fake, they're going to stage it. Things are certainly upside down. Stay with us.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Look, we know there's huge black ops, a lot of secret government technology, a lot of things going on. We know it's declassified that they have planned to create basically a worldwide UFO New Age cult and promote it. The media now promotes monkey suits with some cat vomit on its stomach and says it's Bigfoot. We say it's not. We're the kooks because we don't believe it. And then they admit it's a monkey suit. So we're saying it's not Bigfoot. We're saying it's not UFOs. And we're the weirdos. It's government operation psychological warfare. Anthony, I want to finish up with Bluebeam. Incidentally, I'm going to be talking about some of that tonight myself on Coast to Coast AM. Part of the subjects I'm going to be on there about that and the financial implosion. Anthony, I want to come back and take calls, but I mean, really, you have really gotten into this financial implosion. You made the film Illuminati, which came out simultaneously with Road to Tyranny. Really, it's the first 9/11 film, along with mine, because they came out the same week. It's like a tie in a race car race or something, but that doesn't matter. Illuminati is just excellent, and you break down how it goes in phases. And they're now bringing us into the economic collapse. And I want to get into how the international bankers operate when we come back. But right now, in the time we have left, continue with Bluebeam. They're out there in Area 51, which does exist, folks. There are secret craft there. I know the television tells you Area 51 doesn't exist. Go ahead.
They're out there in the Tickaboo Valley. They were there for about 3 minutes after the guards left. And they hear this roar, but not from above, like the aurora, but beneath the ground, and the ground shook like an earthquake or like a freight train going underneath them out to the south, the east of the Tickaboo Valley near the Hancock Pass. And this one of the girls, they had set up their chairs and looking at three sections of the sky, and she says, "Oh, my God, my God." And they turn around, and there is a craft they described as about 1,000 feet across. That's like 900 feet. And from that, several craft were coming out. In fact, so many at one time was up to around 25. She had a little belly pack in her camera. They didn't search her body. And she just put it on the top of the car. And it was taking pictures of these craft that were flying around. This isn't coming from outer space. It's coming from this government, or those who control this government, to frighten you into panic. We've got a film called The Panic Project. We've got one called Alien 51. It's all part of our catalog. We've revamped this so you'll understand it. And they want the preachers, they want the Christians and the conservatives to be frightened. They want them to react. The action is in the reaction for them. If you don't react to them, if you get them to react to you, that's what must be done. We have to have an offensive war. Psychological, verbal, the type that is being conducted by Alex Jones. If you're listening to this show and you expand this show, you support the people who support the show, the sponsors, then we're on track. Don't get off track. Don't let them bring you into believing that some monsters are coming down from outer space. I'm going to be at the UFO Bay the Bay Convention up there. It's going to be this coming weekend. I'm going to give you a number once and not again. If you write it down, 209-836-4281. That's for the UFO Convention this weekend, and I don't want to talk any more about that because we've got another crisis coming, and it's going to be here within hours, and that's
the financial.
This financial Armageddon.
Okay, before we, let's end this segment with Bluebeam, though. Take Dr. Bob Bowman. Now, he was the head of the Directed Energy Weapons Program for the Air Force, that division of it. He was the head of it when it was still secret before they announced it in 81. And now that's, a lot of that's been declassified. And I was sitting behind the scenes, you know, for the big 9/11 neocon agenda symposium that went for 2 days in L.A. with 1,200 people at it. And I'm sitting in the green room. And Charlie Sheen's coming in and out of the room. Other folks are back there, Webster Tarpley. And we're sitting there eating lunch. And I said, tell me what you can tell me about the Star Wars program that you headed up at that time that is declassified but you know, not very popularly known. He said, and that's a good way of putting it. He said, I can tell you things that have been accidentally declassified because a lot of presidents and others end up leaking things or want to brag at cocktail parties or it comes out in news articles. And he said by the mid-70s, they already had robotic drone spacecraft circling the Earth in a decapitation program, dropping gravity well DU sabots that go up to 30,000 miles an hour. They're non-nuclear. It's just the kinetic energy. And he said that was when he took over the program, and he was only there till 81. They already had space planes. Which have a full complement and could already decapitate the world's leaders in an hour. So that's what we're talking about, folks. And that's from that's Bob Bowman, Colonel Bob Bowman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out. Didn't take no chances. Was a prisoner of doubt. I knocked down the waiting wall. Ain't no
and non-public reports put out by 25 influential neocon leaders, including Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, Pearl, Rumsfeld, and others. And what did they say in there? They said, we have control of the United States. We have control of the nuclear weapons. We have control of the financial system. We have control of the neutron weapons, of the race-specific bioweapons. In fact, the race-specific bioweapon and the fact that they were in control of the empire, that's in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses document. 120-something page document. Go read it if you dare. Very cold-blooded. Very bold. And hey, why not stage a terror attack and launch wars and have trillions in oil and hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts? Why not set up a domestic police state you control, so you can carry out a mass looting of the entire economy? I broke it down in the first hour, but reading it, total, absolute liability protection. It gives a pardon to all the criminals that have been stealing and thieving. That's why they're saying no investigation, no arrest, no nothing. Now that's for now while they're stealing. Later they'll burn some low-level stockbroker who had a crooked toenail or, you know, didn't wash his car once a week or didn't tie his shoelaces properly and say that that's the arch criminal. But they're saying they can take over anything they want in the economy, your homes, any banking, any government. Congress is signing its authority over forever. They can't really do that. That's treason. By that, you know, this is all color of law and a fraud. Violates the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It's null and void. Marbury versus Madison. But it is not a bailout. But they've got everybody debating, well, should we bail them out? And then people debate, well, I'm not getting bailed out of my credit card debt or out of my mortgage. You know, only 28% of Americans in a Rasmussen major poll, another poll shows similar numbers, right around 25-30%, depending on the poll. Rasmussen came out yesterday, 28% are for the bailout. But when you hear them on talk radio and read them in the paper, it's like, I don't like it, and it's bad, and it's socialism for the rich guys. But you know, the economy's going to implode if we don't. No. You don't understand. They'll stabilize things for a few months if you let them do this, and then they're going to tank it all. They get it all when it goes for fire sale. Pennies on the dollar. Anthony, you produced, you put together, you helped write up the Myron Fagan Illuminati tapes. You know, breaking down how the bankers did this in Europe, how they did this here. All of the economic collapses come out of Wall Street and come out of the stock exchanges worldwide. They do this cyclically. This is a historical fact. It came out in congressional hearings during the Great Depression. But people forget this every generation. Break it down for people.
First of all, when they created the mechanism through which they gained control, they never had any intention for the people to ever wake up. But through talk radio, we do that. You can make a change. You can get the message. You are getting the message. The privately owned Federal Reserve came in 1913. The income tax came in 1913. The tax-exempt, you-pay-the-taxes foundations.
The FBI came, the Federal Police Force in 1913. The ADL came in 1913.
So what they have done is they've taken over the control over the issuance of currency. They create a debt that is called a dollar bill. It's a debt-bearing note issued at point of origin. They issue it into circulation. Now they're asking you to see the Grand Canyon. The head of the Federal Reserve and Paulson is saying, come over to the edge. You can get a better view. Just step a few. We're right behind you. Don't worry. Just come right over to the edge. You can see the Grand Canyon from here. And they push, and you're off. Don't go in that direction. Do whatever you have to do by getting on other radio shows to talk about this financial Armageddon. It's like with the Panic Project. I've just revamped the Panic Project and Alien 51, making it into DVDs. And you can get those by going to freeworldfilmworks.com. We talk about that aspect of this program to bring you, to suck you into the core of their operation. There's never been any fight fought anywhere over anything at any time that's been won defensively. We must take the offense right now. We must stop this thing. When I say thing, I used to watch horror movies when I was a kid, and I saw the thing, and everybody was scared because they didn't know what the hell was on the other side of the door. But you have an opportunity to see what's on the other side of the door. You can get these films. You had mentioned Illuminati, the first one that came out, along with yours. We did another one after that. It's called 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. It's in 23 countries. It's in 7 languages. These programs are being seen throughout the world.
And that certainly is troubling the New World Order, whereas in the past they could fool the public. Now they know they've been exposed. The problem is they just don't care. They're moving forward. I mean, let's break down if the people don't speak up, if the people don't say no, if the police and military don't say no, we know they're waking up, what the globalists plan to do, what their master plan looks like, Anthony?
Well, it is like hell on earth, literally hell on earth. By breaking the dollar down, by crashing the dollar, it gives, affords them the opportunity to introduce the Amero. They want to break down the sovereignty of the United States of America, so they have to crash the dollar. What is being done today in the Congress of the United States is an introduction. It's a preparation for the abolition of what you now think of as the United States of America and the introduction of the North American Union. This is a Nazi agreement. This is what Adolf Hitler envisioned in his book, The World Order. This is the one after Mein Kampf. We're taking a look at a Nazi agreement, and it is a Nazi, it's a Nazi. It's a Nazi version of the European Union. The currency has already been put together. It's the Amero. They have to crash the dollar before they can introduce the Amero. They have to abolish the United States of America to bring in this union. It's Nazi-like in nature, and it is being done now. We're doing a series of films. I'm going to give you a number, 928-227-0760. That's 928-227-0760. You can go to that or freeworldfilmworks.com. Get some of the products that I do. You got to get some of the products that Alex makes. The films that you make, the films that I make, we're all discussing the same thing. It's just different aspects.
Well, that's, you know, films are such a great vehicle because you don't have to talk to your blue in the face. You just fire and forget. You just give somebody a copy of a DVD, and I found that's the most effective thing. Anthony, I want to go to some calls in a moment, but let's specifically talk about how important 9/11 truth is, how successful it's been. I mean, our goal was
to... You've made it. Wait a minute, let me interrupt you, Alex. You, personally, have stayed on this thing like a pit bull. You're going out there, you've grabbed him by the throat, and you're shaking and shaking and shaking. You brought in Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen did the movie about, you know, Wall Street. We're looking at that thing right now.
Well, the point is it got a lot of attention and made it safe for other celebrities like Governor Ventura, Willie Nelson, the best actress this year, German defense ministers, Italian president, members of the Japanese parliament, architects and engineers. That's why that was so important now 2.5 years ago. But, I mean, for people that don't understand, the victory for 9/11 truth is that in major polls worldwide, the majority of people believe it's an inside job. The vast majority is upwards of 84% in Angus
Reid. The majority of people in New York City understand it's...
They've had polls where the 60-something percent believe inside job in New York. We're talking Zogby. We're talking Angus and Reid. I want to get your take on this, but for people that don't know, worldwide now, the majority folks know that 9/11 was an inside job, but it has to go further. Not that it was just George Bush. He's just a puppet. But the international financial elite did this as a pretext to invade the Middle East, as a pretext to set up a police state in Europe, in the United States, in England. And so now we are having that revelation that you called for, Anthony. Where do we go from here?
Well, we have to expand. That's where we go from here. When we expand, then we become offensive in nature. They can't combat the giant. They are in a minority. When we understand that they are in a minority, when we go to co-opt their military, when we take people in the military through this story and they understand it, when they get the message, when we bring our films into Pakistan, into Islamabad, and Lahore, when this happens, and it is already happening.
And by the way, our films are everywhere.
And they bootleg them. And that's all right, because they get out there. Somebody said that they were taking my film out to Dubai, and they were going to go into Pakistan, and they're selling them on the streets for 1 and 2 rupees. And they're in Malaysia. They are in Thailand. I was talking to individuals who are Chinese who are taking one of our films, the China's Answer to Cancer, at a meeting just two nights ago. They're going to distribute it throughout all of East Asia. In China, I did this film over there with Dr. Bruce Halstead. A film can be seen by a million people. A million people can see a film before a book can be read by one. That's a fact.
Absolutely. And what happens now is that a guy sitting in his chair reading New World Order quotes gets seen by millions. And somebody who makes a powerful film gets seen by hundreds of millions. And this stuff just keeps bouncing around forever. We've put so much lead downrange in the info war. You know, I've got a parable or an analogy or a parallel. Remember the Harrison Ford movie?
Yeah.
The sequel to The Guns of Navarone, Force 10 from Navarone?
Mm-hmm.
Where they blow up the dam, and they're sitting there griping at the guy that planned the demolition, saying the dam didn't fall down. And he says, give it a minute, and he starts smoking his pipe, and then it starts cracking, and pieces fall out, and it implodes. Well, we're just now starting to see the cracks form.
There's
we have already blown the daylights out of the New World Order. They were already planning to bankrupt us and go for broke, but now they're having to accelerate their program, which makes it even more obvious because it's collapsing out from under them. They're trying to flee forward, fail forward right now, and that's not me putting a pretty face on it. We have done something never before seen in the info war. More than 1776 and the pamphleteers and the Sons of Liberty for a decade before.
Alex, what I'd like to do with your films, I'd like to go to the American Film Mart here in Los Angeles. It's like the Cannes Film Festival. You haven't done it, but I can do it for you. I'd like to go into the American Film Mart with your film, our film, from Alien 51, the Panic Project, the China's Answer to Cancer, Luminazzi 911, 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, and sell the rights to foreign distributors, because they will go out and they will promote it for us. You get a little bit of money, but we get a lot of action. And
I'm not even worried about it. It's already, the films are already just going completely insane. Just where we can gauge it, you know, millions and millions and millions of views a month just for my main films on YouTube and Google alone and yours as well. And just thank God that we decided to fight. I mean, Anthony Hilder, I go back to you. What year with Myron Fagan did you put out the Illuminati records?
1967.
And, I mean, think about the effect on the catalyst and how many people that woke up in chain reaction.
Well,
and think
I
of those coming after us. I don't think the New World Order is going to get away with this, Anthony.
Well, when I first put out the three-volume set of this long-playing records, I figured if I could only get 1,000 sets at 3,000 records, the story wouldn't be ended. It wouldn't come to a close. We'd have an opportunity for other people to come along and get the message to pick up the baton. Not only have you picked up the baton, you've gone around the field many, many, many times, and you've been very successful at it. I'm going to give you a number, our number, because we've got a fellow waiting in to take down orders, 928-227-0760. That's 928-227-0760.
Anthony, I would imagine folks have gotten that, but we can give it out before you leave us. Let's get a few calls in here.
Yes.
Robert in California. Go ahead, Robert.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you feeling?
Well, we're doing as good as we can, trying to wake folks up.
I cry a lot. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. It's just being prepared. A lot of times, and this is where your frustration comes in, is that these people are under just great denial and delusion. And no matter what you say to them, even if you had articles, even if you had, like, the body just laying in front of them, they would still say, oh, nope, I don't see it.
We have to create such action that the enemy is not prepared. The
right.
enemy is not prepared for us awakening.
Well,
the
that's already happening. I mean, they are not happy. This gobbling of the economy came sooner than they were planning to, according to most of the experts we talked to. Anthony, the New World Order is not invincible. They're not gods. Do you agree that they're being destabilized right now?
Oh, absolutely, because the pedal is to the metal. They would not be doing now what they are doing now unless they were frightened to death that this whole damn thing was coming apart and we were succeeding. There is an exponential rise of awareness.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add, Robert?
I agree with you guys because they can't control it because they haven't accounted for human nature or the other people, the smaller people involved in investing are trying to get out as fast as they can as well.
You've got to get the films. Alex has been making these films. It's not just to sit on the damn shelf. It's to get them out and play on cable access. Let's say you're in a little town in Podunk, Iowa. And out at Podunk, you've got 133 people see it in an afternoon because somebody took the time to go out there and put it on, you know, they're at their show. I mean, when they do this, that's it just expands.
Absolutely, folks. You cannot sit on your hands. You have got to get films like Illuminati and Terror Storm and Endgame and Truth Rising and make copies of them and pass the files around, the video files to your email list every day, because the power of a film, that's what the enemy uses against us. The power of UV listeners taking action is incalculable. We'll be right back.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow. What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action? PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free. Be ready. Be free. With PatriotFood.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
David Ray Griffin's coming up at the 8 after. 9/11 Truth has had amazing victims. It's growing faster than it ever has before. More and more prominent people from science, media, academia, film are joining the ranks. It isn't just about 9/11, it's about stopping future stage terror attacks. It's about realizing who really creates the economic crises, the problem-reaction-solution, the Hegelian dialectic. Robert in California, thanks for the call. Dan, Bruce, Cody, Derek, Wes, a few others I want to try to get to. Oh, Cody in Florida disagrees. I want to go to him first. I didn't see that there on the screen. But before we do that, just in a nutshell, Anthony Hilder, you're an icon, and I just respect you so much, and thank you for the work you've done. I probably wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for people who really set the ball in motion back in the 50s and 60s like yourself. In a nutshell, explain to people the system of problem, rash, and solution. I know most of them know, but some of them don't and don't understand. This really is the modus operandi of the enemy.
Look at the Masonic and the Masonic temples. It says Ordo Ab Kael. That isn't just words written in Latin.
Bush has even said that in a bunch of speeches. We're going to bring order out of chaos.
Order out of chaos for control. To create a problem is essential. They have to create a problem so that we are led into trying to solve this thing ourselves and we get brought to the edge of the cliff. They create the financial Armageddon so that we have, when we go to the bank, we find it's frozen.
And then we have to look to them for help, and they say they're going to give us a national ID, FEMA card with money on it. They are real bastards.
Well, it's not just bastards. It's a satanic order. It's a Luciferian order. If you don't believe in God, they have their Lord Lucifer.
No, I know. They believe in it.
You know, when you fold that $20 bill, and we fold it on our film 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, we forgot to put in something. When you do the fold, there is on the left-hand side at the bottom an ST. ST is their abbreviation for Saint. On the other side, there is an IN. It's Saint N.
No, I know. I know. These people. Hey, I've got this big Mason going into Masonic meetings saying, I love Lucifer, I am Lucifer. And the average Mason, of course, isn't a bad person, doesn't know that the higher levels of their order, it's actually just a gateway into another order. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Dan in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello,
go
Dan. Ahead. Oh, wow. Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing a radio show, sir. You got anything you want to say?
Yeah. We need a detailed plan from you, Alex. Like, you keep talking that we need to bring them down, we need to do this, we need to do that. I 100% agree. I just think people who know don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Well, it's easy to say, meet up with us and I'll be the leader and do this and that, but that they can cut the head off something like that. All of us waking people up, all of us saying no, people in government leaking information, bringing out corruption, people in media saying no, no, no. And you're seeing more and more of that. Just the courage of going public and saying 9/11 is an inside job, that will sabotage this system. The problem is they control the banking system. They control, it's their system, so they, you know, have the high ground. Anthony Hilder?
Well, you start the job, you start the fight where you are with what you've got. If you can get a phone call into a major national show. They've got all of these opportunities that are in front of you. All you have to do is pick up the phone.
Exactly. Folks, you're looking for a magic silver bullet that will kill all the werewolves. There isn't one person or one thing or one perfect organization or group or multi-level marketing thing that's going to do it. It is going to demonstrations, going to protests, going and speaking to your city council that goes out locally on cable, going to your media, having them, calling into talk shows, setting up websites, making films. I mean, look at, you know, Dylan Avery makes a $5,000 film and it reaches 100 million people. You know, all of my films reaching hundreds of millions together. That's how it's done. You just take action.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David Ray Griffin coming up. But first, let's keep going to calls here for a living legend, Anthony J. Hilder. Okay, he's here in queue. I'm going to skip ahead of some folks to go to him. Cody in Florida disagrees. Go ahead, Cody. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I actually disagree about something you said, I think, a month ago about vaccines, about how the military, it's actually illegal to force them to take vaccines.
Okay, go ahead and put out your information.
Well, I looked into it, and I could only find a waiver for religious reasons that only went out to select branches. It didn't even cover all of them.
Okay, now let me give you the facts. Okay, are you listening? Do you have a pen and paper? Because I'm going to give you the facts. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
This deals with people's lives here. When you sign that corporate indentured servitude contract, and that's what it is, same thing sharecroppers, indentured servants on slave ships 300 years ago coming to this country signed, you corporately waive your rights, but they're not allowed to shoot you or kill you. Are they allowed to feed you pesticides? Are they allowed to chop your fingers off? No, they can't violate the military code. So they can, by color of law, intimidate you into the fact that they're supposedly allowed to do that. But your drill sergeant isn't allowed to pull your teeth out with pliers, are they? No. Now, you corporately agree, and then you can be dishonorably discharged because under the corporate agreement you've signed with the International Crime Syndicate, the private corporation, you've agreed to that. In a further adjudication, you're like on probation with them, is how the color of law works. But under federal law, they cannot force you to take any experimental vaccines, smallpox, anthrax, and they have to tell you what it is when they give it to you. You can still say no, there may be consequences. But they cannot give you experimental vaccines without your consent. That's what I was saying. And they certainly can't say, we won't tell you what this is, and then they give it to you, and a whole bunch of the troops die. That's what I was saying.
Cody, when you talk about the military, you know, you see the advertisements that says, be Army strong.
Yes.
You know, it's smart to be in the military. It is never smart to surrender your rights and your sovereignty and your life to an organization that is controlled by the President of the United States when the President of the United States is using the U.S. military against the people.
We're not against country, the military. We're against, like Hitler took control of the German military. You see, the military is openly run by foreign crime syndicates. You understand that?
Yes, and could I explain what kind of my theory was?
A theory? I'm telling you the facts. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, for a while I was wanting to join. I was hoping to be part of one of the good guys to hopefully someday, if there could be a second revolution, be a part of that in the military structure.
See, it's not a matter of being Army strong, it's being Army dumb. We have a football player that played, that decided he wanted to surrender his career and join, and he was killed over in Afghanistan.
And he found out it was
fire.
A scam, so they fragged him. He didn't want to guard opium fields. So you know what they did? They shot him, and he was still alive, and they walked right up and sprayed him right in the face.
Yeah, it's Pat Tillman, right?
That sound good?
That's Pat Tillman. In fact, he's in our film. We talk about that story in Skull and Bones, or the Catholic Connection. We have to utilize this information effectively. Alex has got this film, his films, out around the world. They take them, and God knows where.
Now, that's a huge part of the solution. Listen, I'm out of time. I'm not trying to be mean to you. Cody, you can call me back someday, and I'll be happy to talk to you. It just scares the daylights out of me, thinking about all these good young men and women that join the military. Have you heard about Project Shad, Cody, when they spray the troops with nerve gas and kill them?
Yes.
Why would you join something run by psychopathic killers that'll kill you? You understand the Army's main job shipping narcotics in here? This is not our military. They find out you're a good guy, they'll put you in the front lines. If you're a criminal, they'll promote you into black ops. Anthony Hilder, it has been great having you on. Fire out your website.
Oh, yes, it's Free World Filmworks, freeworldfilmworks.com.
Thank you, Anthony. We're out of time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video... that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next hour, maybe even hold him over a bit if he can to take some calls. David Ray Griffin is our guest. He's written what, 3 books, or is it more now? A very scholarly, very piercing, been very effective waking up intellectuals, the intelligentsia on both sides of the controlled left-right paradigm. And he was one of the first, you know, real heavyweight researchers and academics to come in for the big win for 9/11 Truth. This isn't something that's 7 years ago. False flag terror is one of the main tools used by the military, industrial, banking, pharma complex to have control. They're now orchestrating this economic implosion to hand full power over to the Treasury, basically privatizing it with the Federal Reserve to take over the entire economy. I've got the bill here. It is unbelievable. We'll cover that in the next hour in more detail. But we must expose false flag terror, or the establishment will continue to use it. You know, we've gone from being laughed at to Willie Nelson, you know, former governors, Italian presidents, CIA section chiefs, best actress, hundreds of architects and engineers and physicists. It's gaining momentum. The new NIST report has fallen right on its face. They had to throw out 5 previous reasons, they said. 25% of the building scooped out, fuel oil tanks, bad construction. Wrong, 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 wrong. So just in their face. And we're going to be talking about this with David Ray Griffin today. But first off, sir, And then I want to run through your books for folks that don't know about them. We carry several of them at InfoWars.com. Just your take on this journey, this quest, this saga, this road of exposing orchestrated government terror. I mean, now we have Cy Hirsch talking about Cheney wanting to attack our own ships with Navy SEALs to blame it on Iran. Now we have even people like Keith Oberman talking about it on MSNBC. I mean, I don't think we've been in this battle so hot and heavy and up close to it. You pull back. I know you've done this as a philosopher. I mean, pulling back, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing, that we've just had unbelievable victories?
Well, in one respect, yes, and another respect, no. The respect in which the movement is much stronger, as you say, people are coming a little closer in the mainstream to saying something like what we've been saying. But on the other hand, it's still verboten to come out and say it explicitly about 9/11. You can talk about other things, but you can't say, well, of course, 9/11 was one of these. You can kind of hint around it, as Keith Olbermann does, but you can't come right out and say it. So in that respect, we have not broken through, obviously. But on the other hand, the makeup of the 9/11 truth community is so radically different now than it was when you started things, and then when I got involved in early in 2003, and then when I wrote my first book, which was the end of 2003, came out in 2004, The New Pearl Harbor. They could still, with, you know, not too much implausibility, dismiss us as a bunch of conspiracy theorists or kooks who really didn't know much about the things we were talking about, because we didn't have any real expertise. And they could say, well, you know, you don't have pilots who verify what you're talking about. You certainly don't have architects and engineers. Why, you don't even have any physicists. And so on and so on. Well, then you know the story. We early on got, I forget exactly when it was that Jones came on. I think
we know the story, but a lot of listeners may not grasp it. So walk through that.
Yeah, well, first of all, we started getting scientists involved. An organization was begun that was called Scholars for 9/11 Truth. Then there was some disagreement there, and it split into two groups. One of them became Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice, and most of the scientists in the movement went with that group. And so we have a growing number of physicists and chemists and other scientists who joined the movement, and they would still dismiss it and say, well, you know, physicists don't really count with the World Trade Center. That's for architects and engineers. Well, in 2006, then, Richard Gage heard a presentation about explosives in the towers, literally pulled off the side of the road to listen to it because it was so shaking to him, and then started Architects and Engineers. And within a year, the anniversary passed only recently, he had over 400 people with licensed architects and engineers calling for a new investigation. Then, you know, along the way, we got veterans for 9/11 Truth, pilots for 9/11 Truth, and most recently, firefighters for 9/11 Truth.
Veterans for 9/11 Truth. We've had all these former CIA section chiefs in Berlin. That's the chief post, you know, four sections. You know, Bill Christensen saying absolute inside job, and Ray McGovern saying clearly they've staged terror and they're all over this, and Bob Baer came on this show and said all the evidence says inside job. I mean, just it's just incalculable the people that have gone public.
Yeah, now, but still the mainstream, and still a major, you know, the majority of the left who control left-leaning publications still stay completely away from it. They would even, you know, it wasn't too long ago that Alexander Coburn of Counterpunch, and wrote in The Nation, that we were a bunch of conspiracy kooks who knew nothing about the real world. Well, he just showed he knew nothing about the evolution of the 9/11 truth movement.
And then Chomsky came out and said on video, okay, if it's an inside job, so what?
Yeah, and so in that respect, neither with the mainstream nor with the majority of the publication-dominated left have we made progress. But on the other hand, the story that we have for people who will look at it with an open mind and look at the evidence that we have, plus the quality of the people who now endorse this evidence, it is what you can call now a slam dunk that the official story is false, and that on the other hand, the contrary to that is that it was an inside job. Now, people can differ on the details of how the inside job
was pulled off. But we know the official story is a manifest fraud, and I want to go into that and talk about the NIST report and your latest book. But you know, we go and interview Amy Goodman for Truth Rising that just came out 3 months ago, and she says, yeah, we need to investigate. They could have blown up Building 7. Michael Moore, he's in Truth Rising. He says, yeah, a lot of firefighters and cops I know said there was a countdown and bombs in Building 7, and it could have been blown up. So, I mean, even Michael Moore is starting to come out. And, you know, that is just so exciting. And then you look at the establishment's counter to us, and it's so flimsy, and they won't debate most of the time. I mean, they act very guilty, don't they?
Well, yeah, just the other day, you know, we know that that you and other people have tried to get people who would come on and defend the official account, you know, people with any authority, any credibility to defend the official account, and they won't do it. And that happened to me on 9/11. A French TV station had lined me up for an interview that morning. And when I got on my computer and read my email, they said, oops, sorry. We couldn't find a single person in the English-speaking world who would agree to debate you, who would agree, you know, to defend the official story in a public debate. So they write all these documents where they can just shout out, you know, their megaphone, here's the truth, but then they refuse to have any public discussion. You know, it was a couple years ago that the spokesperson for NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, said that no NIST scientists would participate in any public discussion with scientists from the 9/11 truth movement. So they know that what they're saying is, you know, a big lie, and they know they can't defend it with people who know what they're talking about. So, like Sarah Palin, they just keep quiet.
Absolutely. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but particular today, I wanted to get your take, your analysis on the new NIST report, because they contradict the previous statements and previous reports, and so it appears that their official story is bleeding to death or is dead on the carpet in front of us, and they somehow declared that their last report was some victory, I guess hoping no one would read it?
Well, that no one in the news media would report on what was in it and all the falsehoods and you know, extreme exaggerations and implausibilities that the 9/11 truth movement has already brought out,
and new phenomenons like thermal expansion and magnetics. I mean, it's something new here, and now we've got other federal branches and other groups saying, are suing the government, saying we can't put in new building codes off this science. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, they all know this is a fraud, so they're just going to say, well, yeah, that report is true, but on the other hand, we don't have to take it serious. We don't have to do anything about it because, you know, we know it's not true, but publicly we will say it's true.
Well, it's been said the new form of demolition is to have a Bic lighter, go into a building, light a few filing cabinets on fire, and the whole thing's going to fall down perfectly in a neat pile.
Yeah, you can save tens of millions of dollars. You know, you don't have to hire these controlled demolition companies anymore. You just find figure out that the people who built the building were so stupid, they would build it so that all, you know, if they've got 81 columns, that 80 of them will all depend on one. So all you have to do is find that one critical volume and cause it to go sideways, and the whole building will collapse in virtually free fall speed.
Yeah, all buildings now. Of course, they never collapsed before, but now since they did on 9/11. It's completely normal. So they're going to have to rebuild all the buildings. David Ray Griffin's our guest back in just a few minutes, and we'll go into whatever areas he wants to. And later, if we have time, take some of your phone calls. We'll also give out his website and tell you about some of his books. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are my websites, updated with unbelievable info daily.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 24th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $898. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $924.12, $462.06 for half ounce, and $231.03 for quarter ounce. That's $924.12, $462.06, and $231.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, alone in a time of need.
Folks, I just want to tell you before I forget, we got a huge guest Monday. I'm just going to leave it at that. Just wait. It's big. Real big. Could be as big. big as Willie Nelson or Charlie Sheen.
No trophies, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted.
All right, let's go back to David Ray Griffin. David, you've got the floor. Where do you want to start? What's most important for us to get into?
Well, I don't know. Have you talked? You've probably talked a whole lot about Barry Jennings.
Absolutely, but let's discuss that. I want to get your perspective.
Well, I do discuss it at some length in my new book, The New Pearl Harbor Revisited, which is my seventh book about 9/11. And the purpose of the book, some people have thought it's an updated edition of New Pearl Harbor. Not at all. It's a completely new book, and the idea is that the two books are to be read together. The New Pearl Harbor tells you the story up until about 2004, and then the New Pearl Harbor takes it from there, beginning with the 9/11 Commission report and then the NIST report and so on and so on. With regard to Jennings, of course, it's very convenient now that that he has died, and it's convenient because he could have, if interviewed, contradicted, and quite likely would have contradicted, both the BBC report about him and then what the NIST report says here. The new NIST report on Building 7 does mention his reporting an explosion, but here's what they say in case you haven't heard this yet. They say, well, if he had heard an explosion or felt an explosion that was the explosion that brought the building down, then he would have died. And that's their rebuttal to the notion that he reported an explosion, because their general topic is, were any explosions going off in the building? And so they give you this false dilemma. Either there were no explosions in the building, or Barry Jennings, they don't use his name, or Barry Jennings reported an explosion that would have killed him, and therefore it's not true. That is the level of the whole NIST report, that kind of false dilemma. In case there are some listeners who don't know what Jennings told, and of course this was revealed first of all upon your show, was that he got there early that morning, he and Hess, and then they were going down the stairs. They were told to get out of there, and so it would have been about 9:15 that they felt this enormous explosion on the sixth floor, went back up to the eighth floor, and waited at least an hour and a half, that's what Hess said, before they were rescued. And so here was an explosion, enormous explosion in the building early that morning. What NIST said was that when they couldn't, tried to go down the elevator and it wouldn't work, that was because the South Tower had come down, and of course that was 9:59. And then when they got down and thought they felt an explosion, that was really just the North Tower collapsing. So they just felt the effects of the North Tower collapse, which was at 10:28. Well, that was ridiculous, too. That means it would have taken all that time from 9:59 to 10:28, 29 minutes to get down, 15-some flights of stairs. And Jennings said he was running, hopping down, jumping down. They were getting out of there, they thought, as fast as they could. So that's what NIST said. And so when the BBC did its story on Building 7, they quoted, they had interviewed Jennings, and I'm sure he would have told them exactly what he told Dylan Avery that was played on your show, as far as the times. And yet they put it within their time framework, so they made it appear that when he was talking about this explosion, it was at 10:28 when the North Tower came down. And so then they had to say that he and Hess weren't rescued until afternoon, in order to allow the hour and a half after 10:28. And, of course, Hess was giving an interview before noon, a half mile away.
Stay so there. Let's talk about this on the other side. Barry Jennings, our guest right now is David Ray Griffin. 7 books. I know I've read 3 of them. We carry 3 of them at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
It's exciting. David Ray Griffin is our guest, another important guest. I'm very glad that he has joined us today. Barry Jennings died August 19th. We began hearing it days after, but little blurbs on YouTube, Google, message boards. We did in-depth Google searches, Yahoo searches, LexisNexis, could find nothing. We even bought data packages on his neighbors, his home, everything. Called his house over and over again. They wouldn't call us back. It was the Jennings residence. We confirmed that with folks that had his number. And then we started calling his office over and over again. They wouldn't tell us if he was dead or not. And finally they did. The spokesman called us back. The names, everything are on the story at InfoWars.com. Yes, he's dead. That's confirmed with the names from the New York Housing Authority. It's confirmed. And we were walking through, I mean, the fact that he and Hess go out on TV that day with dust all over them and say, yeah, explosions in the building, barely got out, this guy saved me, and we were in Building 7, nobody was in there. Then you've got Giuliani and Kennedy with FEMA saying, oh, yeah, we were doing drills that day of an anthrax attack. We were out of the building, tripod 2, the night before. We were told to get out that morning that the building was going to fall. This is before either tower had fallen, Building 7. And then Giuliani and Kennedy said, oh, that's a mistake, or we never said that. They gave both stories. And then it came out in other testimony that he had indeed said that, and now he admits it. I mean, there's so much lying going on here. Let's keep walking through all of that and then talk about, it's a little suspicious that but they won't tell us how he died, and it's so secret, there's not even an obituary of a deputy emergency manager of that department. But David Ray Griffin, please continue.
Well, yeah, this new NIST report then, you know, we had revealed, you had done it on your show, Dylan had done it, Jason's doing it, that Barry told this story that is very different from what NIST and the BBC told, and the crucial point has to do with the timing, because the issue is, was there a massive explosion, at least one, actually he reports on more, in the building early that morning, and they try to claim that that it was just the collapse of the North Tower, which didn't occur till 10:28. And so, as I said, they then argued in the earlier NIST reports that he and Hess, again, they didn't use their names, but it's very clear who they're talking about, were not rescued until 12:10 to 12:15. And as I said, Hess was giving an interview on the street a half mile away, either at 11:34 or 11:57 that morning.
And that's live television. That's, I mean, so it's on record. That's wrong.
That's right. And we've just published this on the internet now. So I've got a long introduction that explains the significance of the Hess interview.
Give that address out. Give that address out.
It's on Piers, but if you just look under Michael Hess and building and World Trade Center 7, I think if you Google that, it should come up. I don't have the exact website in front of me here.
That's fine. Michael Hess, Building 7, it'll pop up.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
And then we publicized this discrepancy, the fact that Hess had was on the street, so he had to have been rescued by 11, or if this 11:57 time is right, I don't think it is, but if it is, at least by 11:30. And so about 45 minutes earlier than NIST claims they were rescued. Well, so what do they do in the new report? They get rid of this 12:10 to 12:15 claim and make it appear that they were rescued about 11 o'clock that morning, which would have allowed Hess to have been on the street a half mile away about at 11:34, which is what I had reported in 9/11 Contradictions, my book just before this last one. So it looks like they just withdrew that claim and made and tried to adjust to what we had revealed. But the problem is what Barry Jennings had said in his testimony, which is that after he and Hess felt this enormous explosion, went back up to the eighth floor, looked out the window, and he said, as you recall, I looked one way, I looked the other way. The two towers, the twin towers, were still standing. So this means that what he felt occurred not only before the North Tower collapsed at 10:28, but also before the South Tower collapsed at 9:59. So this shows that their story is a flat-out lie. And had Jennings lived, he could have been interviewed And this could have been all over YouTube with Jennings saying they flat out lied about what I told the BBC. And now NIST has flat out lied about when we were when I experienced this explosion.
But more than just that, and that's key, it was a key witness that had to be gotten rid of. You have Hess coming out right around the time he dies, denying everything, putting out you know, things that we know aren't true, as you just laid out eloquently. But also, when you see there have been two different little BBC pieces, another one coming out that's reportedly got Jennings in it, and in that, they don't even have him in there basically denying things. They have an actor going through the motions without Hess with him in the reenactment, and they tightly edit the real Jennings to where the only thing he really denies is saying, well, it looked like bodies or felt like bodies, but he's clear in the interview with us for Loose Change Final Cut that he's saying that, no, they were saying, don't look down, we're stepping over bodies.
Yeah, he said it, you can tell when you're walking over bodies.
Yeah, there was no
doubt about the fact that he reported that there were bodies on the floor of the lobby as he was being taken out of the building.
Just amazing. And now he's conveniently dead. And another eyewitness supposedly commits suicide who had been there reporting bombs going off in one of the main towers right around the same time. But we all know governments never assassinate anybody, so that's impossible.
Yeah. Now, so that's in the NIST report. That is, from my point of view, the most obvious flat-out lie. But there are so many others in the New Pearl Harbor Revisited. You know, I couldn't wait any longer for the NIST report on Building 7 because every year they had promised it's going to come out next year, and then they would delay, and it would be next year. So finally, I went ahead and went to press to get this book out, hopefully by 9/11 of this year. And then the NIST organization did finally publish their report. I had predicted what they would argue, given what they had said in the past, and that they were probably going to use this scooped-out front of the building as a major claim, but as you said, they didn't make that. So everything they had been saying all these years, and, you know, news people and popular mechanics had all been confidently saying that there was no mystery about Building 7. NIST had essentially already solved it. They just hadn't quite put out their final report yet. And in fact, if you remember, popular mechanics referred to NIST interim report as definitive. And it clearly wasn't, because in this new report, they make up a new claim that is entirely implausible and continue to simply stonewall about all the evidence that contradicts it. That part of my prediction, I got right.
Well, they have a big problem.
Yeah.
I should elaborate on this because, you know, we in this movement of liberty and freedom and exposing false flag terror and other black ops, and we have a tendency to just glaze over our major victories. They've had to throw out, or partially throw out, or hope we ignore, the five other reasons they gave for Building 7. You know, bad craftsmanship, improperly built, fuel oil tank blows up, steel weakened by fire, 25% of the south face scooped out by the north tower falling, on and on and on. And then now they've had to come out and say, okay, it wasn't that, but because they don't have to rewrite all of engineering and because they don't want there to be liability on those that built it, because there really isn't liability, and they know that'll be fought and come out and in court impeach them, they've had to just say basically, okay, there's a new phenomenon, like they've discovered a new particle or they've discovered a new planet. I mean, this is a big deal in physics and in construction and in the history of engineering. Thermal expansion and magnetic fields. I mean, the tooth fairy was there. I mean, this is incredible. So this is a massive rout and defeat for them. They're just hoping people just hear, hey, open and shut, you heard what NIST said.
Well, that's right, and of course, that's what the news channels did. They had the subtitle down there: 9/11 mystery solved. Last remaining 9/11 mystery solved. But if anybody actually looks at the report, and anybody who's curious can read Kevin Ryan's preliminary critique based on their preliminary draft, which is on 9/11 Blogger, and he gives a pretty good summary of some of the main problems. But essentially, what they do, as you say, they gave up the claim. You know, earlier we were hearing, oh, the building had become a towering inferno and all that stuff, and, you know, it couldn't withstand such heat. Well, now they admit the temperatures really weren't very high, and they were really, you know, fires were burning on only a few floors, essentially only four floors where fires lasted very long. And then there's this, they call a new phenomenon. Of course, it's not a new phenomenon at all, that steel will expand if it gets hotter. But they say it expanded at remarkably low temperatures. That's what's amazing.
That's right. Doesn't it generally expand at about 2200, according to all the published? I went to major universities and UL studies of countless other fires, and they built the building for, you know, knowing that there might be fires and thermal expansion. And so magically we're seeing thermal expansion when it never happens at that temperature previously.
Yeah, and then remarkably, at even a very low temperature, the expansion was so great that it put pressure on column 79, and so that it made it move sideways and fail, and therefore cause all the other columns, 80 columns in the building, to fail.
The problem is they've real models have been done, and you wouldn't have that symmetrical collapse even if that column failed.
Well, no, and they try to get around that by claiming that it wasn't entirely symmetrical, because they say there was a whole lot going on below the surface that the cameras didn't show. And so you had some failure inside, but then it produced what appeared to be a symmetrical collapse, because it looked symmetrical from the outside, and appeared to be at virtually free fall speed. But they want to say it really started several seconds earlier, and then they count the initial collapse of the east penthouse as really the beginning of the collapse of the building, even though they admit, you know, that the global collapse didn't begin until 7 seconds before the whole thing had collapsed.
But we know in reality, in a real controlled demolition from the countless Las Vegas videos, they blow central columns first, so when they blow the outers, it falls in instead of out, damaging nearby real estate. Very hard to pull that particular type off so smoothly. So I guess it just magically mimics a beautifully done controlled demolition all by itself.
Yeah, and then their PR propaganda here is to say, well, you know, the people have been claiming this was at free fall speed, which would have been about 7 seconds, but really it wasn't. It was more like 13 seconds, and that's not close to free fall at all. And they do that by counting that the collapse of the east penthouse,
which is blown first.
Yeah, but the bulk of the building, what we normally think of as Building 7, they admit global collapse happened in, I think they put it, 6.9 seconds. Well, that is virtually free fall, and that is a remarkable phenomenon. Even if it were, even if we say 13 seconds, that is so remarkable beyond what would happen with any real phenomenon.
Well, a lot of people like, you know, simple analogies, but take your iron cooking stove with blue flames under it, you know, that's over 2,000 degrees. I mean, you don't see it melting. You don't see it weakening. You don't see your fireplace grate melting. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, they besides that, then they ignore the fact that there was steel melted. And even though the FEMA report had come out and talked about this intergranular melting of steel that was sulfidized, you had steel that actually had holes developed in it, so it was described as looking like Swiss cheese, which the New York Times called the deepest mystery uncovered in the exploration of the World Trade Center collapses, and they specifically said that steel from both one of the towers and from Building 7 experienced this phenomenon and should be subjected to further study. What did NIST do? Didn't even mention it.
Now listen, you've been so close to this, David Ray Griffin, and close to the physicist and scientist. So let's dumb this down. I mean, people like me, let's explain. Let's say thermal expansion really did this, which it, of course, didn't. You're just going to have weakening, bowing. You're going to have things pushing out and bowing and then falling apart. That's why you wouldn't get a pretty fall down. But with thermite, with explosive thermite, you're going to have popping. You're going to have burn holes. You see, to melt through steel, folks, especially to quickly melt through it, you know, where you have pitted holes and things, we're talking 3,500, 4,000, you know, not just steel melting at 2,700 to 3,300, depending on its type of steel. I mean, we're talking about mega temperatures here to just be, you know, blasting little burn holes in it. So nothing to do with thermal expansion. And then sulfidation is direct derivative and a byproduct of the thermite, correct?
That's right. And so their approach is to develop a theory and then ignore all the evidence that their theory won't fit.
Instead, the thermite theory, continued through scores of tests, continues to be validated through the scientific method over and over again. And NIST just so happens to be run by a bunch of top thermite experts, but we'll talk about that when we get back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
take my chances on you.
I take my chances on you.
Again and again.
Again and again. Again. Coming straight on for you.
Coming straight on for you.
You made my mind.
Now I'm strong.
Now I'm strong. Now I'm coming through.
Straight on.
Straight on.
Well, we carry three of his books at Infowars.com. One I really like. They're all excellent. You could say definitive is the debunking 9/11 debunking. And these are great to give to somebody that believes that ridiculous popular mechanics book or who's never read it just says, oh, that proves it. That proves the world is flat. Or that there really are leprechauns in pots of gold in Ireland. Debunking 9/11, debunking an answer to Popper Mechanics, Hearst Publishing, and other defenders of the official conspiracy theory. David Ray Griffin, available at Infowars.com. He's going to be with us 5 minutes in the next hour. He would be longer, but he's got another interview coming up. David, tell us how we get the new book.
Of course, at good bookstores everywhere. But it's on. It's available at Amazon. For some reason, they were very slow getting it, but it is available now. Or you can order it directly. If you want to order bulk at discount, you can order directly from the publisher, which is Interlink Books.
And give us your website. There's so many. I'm not even sure.
I don't have my own.
I just know you're just all over everywhere. So I just guess. Google David Ray Griffin.
Yeah, you can find a lot of things that way.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got about... total time, airtime, about 8 minutes left in this segment, the next. Any other key areas you want to cover?
Let me just mention some of the other things where I bring the story up to date. So in the second chapter, I focus on Flight 11 and the Pentagon. And there, you know, the support for the official story has been the eyewitness testimony, people who say, oh, well, sure, we saw a Boeing airplane, 757, coming in. And in this, I show that there's an enormous amount of eyewitness testimony on the ground, both inside and outside the building, far more than we had before, saying there simply was no plane. People come, and it's just like Shanksville, you know, they look around and say, well, where's the plane? You'd think you would see something. On the Bush attempt at what happened to Bush at the school, the fact that he wasn't hustled out of there, I show that the White House even tried to change the story before that video surfaced that we've all seen in the Michael Moore movie. They tried to change the story on the first anniversary of 9/11 and said after Andy Card whispered in Bush's ear that Bush just sat there a second or two and got up and left the room.
I know, the incredible lies they try to feed the public.
Yeah. Now, probably the newest thing in the book for many readers will be the fact, the stronger evidence that there simply were no hijackers. In fact, there are two kinds of evidence, that all the evidence that there were Muslim hijackers on the planes dissipates when looked at closely, and in some of the stories you can see they just made them up. And then secondly, that there's evidence against there being any hijackers on the plane. So that the whole idea, and this is finally the bottom line, what it all comes down to, was America attacked by Muslims on 9/11? And one way to look at my book is a long argument saying absolutely no.
All right, stay there, David Ray Griffin. We'll be back in just 70 seconds with 5 more minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose, from hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've probably done, I don't know, a couple hundred shows in a row weekday. Once we started streaming live in the fourth hour, and we've always streamed video live in that hour. I'm not doing it today. I'm under the weather. Can't play to the camera and hold documents up and run things in here, so I'm not doing it today. Back live with the video tomorrow. Got some big guests tomorrow, too. I can't take off tomorrow. I am under the weather. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, because there's so much stuff happening. They're banning homeschooling in California. They're running a financial 9/11, economic terrorism right now. I'll be covering that, taking your calls in the next 55 minutes, but no PrisonPlanet.tv today. I am bowing out here. But 4 minutes left with David Ray Griffin. David, any other points you want to make? But I do just want to get your take. I'm sure you've seen it by Skeptics Magazine. And, I mean, it's got to be more than 50-plus websites, groups, people that claim they're in our own movement, COINTELPRO, some, others just that pick it up and parrot it, saying 9/11 truth's dead, nobody cares, nobody's listening. There are a bunch of polls showing 60-something percent believe it's an inside job, 80-something percent don't believe the official story. Then other weird polls from questionable groups only showing 30% thinking inside job, which sounds like, ooh, that's a lot, but I think that's disinfo. We're seeing, I mean, all the evidence is 9/11 truth is really growing faster than ever and getting peer-reviewed now and going over all the hurdles, and we just keep hearing a drumbeat. It's dead, it's dead, it's dead. That looks like a lot of propaganda to me. Your take on that?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's wishful thinking and lying. Annie McCone, who's the head of the UK 9/11 movement, was just by the other day and said that the movement in Europe has become much stronger this last year and much more unified. So they are really getting on the story over there, as exemplified, of course, by the Italians, and then the growth in Asia, exemplified by Fujita from Japan. And by the way, I'm going over to Japan later this fall.
Oh, congratulations!
You had an ad there for Loose Change Final Cut, and I want to put in a word about that. It seems like it hasn't caused quite the buzz that the previous editions of Loose Change did. And I think that's partly due to the fact that now there is so much competition. There's so much good stuff out there.
Well, I mean, there's been millions of Google and YouTube views. That's a huge victory. It's just not hundreds of millions.
Yeah. But I think part of the reason may be that many people suspect, oh, it's Loose Change. It's just an updated edition of Loose Change 2, and I've seen it, and there probably isn't enough new here. Well, let me say, I was, of course, the script consultant for Loose Change Final Cut.
It's entirely new.
It is entirely new. It's an entirely new film. Also, as script consultant, I sort of had veto power. I couldn't get everything in I wanted, but I could keep things out I didn't want that I thought weren't credible. And so there, all the objections people had to Loose Change Final number two.
No, it's very, very clean. It's very, very serious.
Yeah, where they would say, oh, well, this discredits it. None of that stuff is in there. This is all really, really solid stuff. So I regard it, along with Zero, the film made by
the Italian
Chiesa, as equally good. People differ on which one is better, but I see them as equally good. So let me say one more thing about the hijackers. A new thing, a story that I told in the new book, New Pearl Harbor Revisited, that I hadn't dealt with before, was the so-called Amy Sweeney call. She was the flight attendant on Flight 11, And we were told that she made a 12-minute cell phone call to the headquarters there in Boston, to Michael Woodward, and reported the hijackers, and that's how we learned that it was Al-Qaeda, because she gave the seat numbers. And a 12-minute cell phone call from an airliner, of course, was absolutely ridiculous. And so the FBI has now changed the story, and I hadn't realized this before.
Backing off all their official lines. They are the ones being discredited. David Ray Griffin, let's get you up soon, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for all the time, and congratulations on the new book. Let me say bye to you off air.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sole Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sole Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sole Smile comes in five flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sole Smile. Order some today at SoleSmile.com. That's SoleySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We reported on this 6 months ago. I'm not tooting our horn. I'm just glad that people finally paid attention to it. It's strange. Some moderate-sized website can report on something and it gets huge attention. But then our gigantic websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, report on something and it doesn't get as much. I mean, I had a listener send me the appeals court ruling in California saying that no one can have their children homeschooled unless you are government-approved and have a teaching certificate from a accredited college. Doesn't matter if homeschoolers are, you know, have higher test scores and are better than even the best, prep schools for Ivy League. I mean, they are the best in every study, everywhere. We did a big report on that original for PrisonPlanet.com like 6 months ago, and it just blipped on the radar screen. And finally, it's all over the web. There's a bunch of stories about it. I'm actually trying to find it on Infowars.com. It was posted last night. And the reason I thought of it to mention it, see, we have a problem here. We're so close to the tyranny, so close to all the things that are happening, that now is everything we foretold is unfolding, we're not even tooting our horns, which is important because then it gives, you know, us credibility to point out, hey, in this article, hey, in this radio show, we said this, we said that, and that we are specifically right, you know, that we're so on target. Where is it? It was posted yesterday. I'll find it. The reason I thought of it to get into it in this hour is we now have an InfoWars poll that we put up a new one every day or two. This one is tens of thousands are responding to these, it's one time per IP address, so it's somewhat scientific. A California appeals court has ruled that homeschooling of children is illegal. Does California have the right to enact such a law? No, the state has no authority over the education of children. One. Two, yes, there should be standards for education. Three, I don't have children, so I'm not concerned. And you can vote. Oh, it's telling me I already voted, so now I've backed out of the page. I need to be able to see what the... it says, you have already voted for this poll, ID 5. I know, but I backed out, and now I can't see. I think there was a couple thousand votes since this morning, and the vast majority, if you go look at it, now I don't have the number. It won't let me in there. It won't let me. I'm not trying to vote twice. I want to see the number. That's up there. So we're going to get to that. I got a big stack here. I want to go through it, decide what I want to cover after I take some calls. And I will at least take the five calls that are holding Bruce, Wes, Charles, Brian, Eric, and maybe a few others. I want to recap the economic news, get to some new news that came out. I want to go check the financials before I do that and then get into the homeschooling and some other incredible news. It's all just off the charts, but again, we're some of the worst here being acclimated to it. We're just like, oh, yeah, they're announcing troops are going to be on the streets. Oh, yeah, they're stealing everything. Oh, yeah, they're saying parents don't control their children. Oh, yeah, they're... I mean, it's just all off the charts here. I'm going to go home after the show, and I'm going to sleep. And then I'm going to be on Coast to Coasty tonight for 3 hours going over all of this. But that is coming up. But I wanted now to play the end, or at least part of the end, of Donahue trying to demonize. He starts backing off towards the end. The ADL and others are babbling, demonizing the militia, the paranoid militia that thinks the government's planning to bankrupt the economy by the bankers, by design, and thinks they want to come after our guns, and thinks they want to have warrantless wiretapping, and thinks that they want to CPS people's kids. I mean, everything they mentioned here 14 years ago is coming true or has come true. So we'll play this, and we'll come back in the next segment and take your call. Stay with us.
Come in and expose it and stop it and but, take the people to
you
justice.
Sound like you're going to be Gandhi. You're going to walk out there unarmed and stand between the police and the children.
You're right.
But, yes, but we have the testimony of at least one of your members that he's going to let somebody have it if they come unauthorized in his view into his property.
That's right, and you can ask millions of American gun owner Americans, not militia members, when they come to get my guns, they'll have to take it in my cold, dead hand. And you know it's true, and... That's life. They believe in the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
You cannot come and confiscate my weapons, and if you do, I'm going to defend myself with at least one of them.
You can say, in the last 18 months, you've watched gun sales and ammunition sales skyrocket. We didn't buy them all. The American public did.
Millions and millions
of
rounds.
They did not buy 200 squirrels. I got involved in this when I first went into a gun show, and I asked the lady, why are you buying these things? They said, because we are fearful of our government.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Yes. Got much time now.
What I think you're doing is preying on people's fears and creating the same tensions that created when we had Hitler's Nazism. I have read the Constitution. I have read all of it. What you're trying to do is twist it to your own
ma'am,
means.
Ma'am, you do not know what we're trying to do.
Yes,
don't know
I
us, ma'am.
Well, you don't know me,
us.
But I do know that we do need laws against guns.
There's any more than fascism and Hitler's Nazi. You don't know
I talked to Dick Lowenthal from the Detroit area ADL, and he told me that every fascist government starts out with a democracy, with a constitution suspended temporarily. Hitler's Germany, folks.
Over here, please.
I'm not from Montana, but I've never had a FBI agent or sheriff ever knock on my door for every reason, for any reason. And one other thing
is... There's so many inner city people that want you to know that this is happening.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. If you don't understand, at least we have a responsibility as citizens to understand that there is enough evidence to go around that ought to alarm anybody interested in the Bill of Rights. If you don't care about the Bill of Rights, then really, what the hell is the point of this whole American experiment?
But these people who, I think it's called paranoia, and the best cure for that would be a nice little shot of Prozac that could take care of their. For a while.
Yeah.
That's all they need, a few CCs, and they'd be fine. They would be paranoid of anything.
What would you say to the little children at Waco? Hey, honey, don't be so paranoid.
17.
No, Uncle Sam isn't going to do this.
I don't think they had a right to combine the First and Second Amendment. I don't think if you have freedom of religion, freedom of the bear arms has the same thing to do with each other. You should be able to have your religion without having your arms.
The point was that the Constitution of the United States basically was created on a God-fearing group of people. That's the extent of that. We're not espousing special religion here.
How many of you really know what the Second Amendment of the Constitution says? It also, now either for the Constitution or not, as Phil said, but it also says that we have the right to form militias, that the people, you do also, but we have the right to form militias as well as the right to keep and bear arms, Phil, all in one sentence.
Phil, that is a total distortion of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. This guy doesn't have the foggiest idea what that amendment means.
Yeah, there's more to it. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And also the establishment of a militia is declared.
Well, notice it says militia. A well-regulated militia necessary to the security of the state. The militia is a military force of state government, not a private army.
The Second Amendment is in the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights for guarantees to the people, not to the government.
Please let me say that we have on the stage represented three states in which there is militia activity. Considerable amount of it. The New York Times has reported on your states and others. Florida has considerable militia activity. I think the Mr. Fletcher, he of the many photographs, and now here he comes with a report, would want to say that what, half our states now have militia activity?
No. Probably.
Phil, I'll give you a fact. I have 48 states that have militia activity, 25% of the counties, and I can document every one of them.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
I just wanted to say that there are other ways besides arms to stop this. I mean, you don't have to go to arms all the time.
We agree. The ballot box is the way to do it. All we want to do is share the problems with you.
I've sat here with an open mind and listened to you guys, and so far you haven't told me anything. You're like afraid of Russians and people in hoods. I don't see that. You haven't said anything to me.
Yes.
Give you a few more years of life, you'll see much more, son.
Yes.
You have way too much time on your hands. You need a hobby. You know that?
To join my organization too, if I could give everyone a gun, and especially gentlemen, I know they like this, to run around in the woods and shoot them and play war games.
Those of you that don't quite get a handle on it and don't quite understand it, contact us there in Knox in Montana, and we'll give you things such as examples of Bill Clinton's emergency rules that he just laid down June the 3rd. This is the entire document for martial law. You can read it yourself.
Thank you.
So where are all the women on the stage?
Yeah. You have women? Are women part of the militia?
Absolutely.
Our board member's an 87-year-old lady.
What do the women do? Do they identify...
They're worried about what's happening.
The young lady in Kalamazoo, where she is.
I think your reason, the reasons you're giving for, there's nothing triggering this kind of response to all this military action. There's nothing. You talk about Waco.
Everybody I talk to in the press says Waco. When I mention other cities, it seems to go over everybody's head.
You're sure condemned what happened to Waco, lady. Your sheriff in your county condemned what the feds did in Waco, and we've got it on tape to prove it.
Excuse me, right.
They said it was wrong.
This
young woman wanted to say.
17 children died in Waco. You hold no responsibility to David Koresh for that? He was a pedophile. He was a rapist. He believed he was Jesus Christ. There's only one Jesus Christ, and I've never met him. And he wasn't David Koresh.
They could have come and got him any time. He went jogging. He went to coffee shops in town. It had nothing to do with him.
You know, Phil,
he wasn't even there.
Yes. You know, Phil,
Mr. Hennigan would like your attention for just a moment. Mr. Hennigan is with the Center to Prevent Handgun Violence. Sir.
You know, these folks are so concerned about those kids killed in Waco. What about the 15 children that die every day in this country because of gunfire? That is a national tragedy.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You please sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
cut the song off, isn't it?
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard.
I love how the militia commander to that young kid says, son,
weren't your mama's only
give it a few years, you're gonna find out we're telling you the truth. Ah, what hindsight does.
You began to cry when you said goodbye.
It makes it so clear, doesn't it?
Sank into your dream.
There's no more time to live in denial.
Poncho was a bandit boy.
The time is now to resist the New World Order.
He wore his gun outside his pants.
And all of its allied forces.
For all the honest world feels. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words.
California and other states are openly announcing that homeschooling is illegal. The Army saying they're going to patrol the streets of America. They've secretly hired, now it's admitted, the preachers, 20-something thousand of them, to tell their flock to turn their guns in. The private banks are taking over the whole economy.
Out of kind sight.
Pension funds. The denial has to end. I'm going to cover all this news in the next segment. Bruce in Connecticut, here on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yeah, great shows the last couple of weeks. My sister sent me a quote. If you don't mind, I can read it.
Go ahead.
All right, this is in the Congressional Record, number 26, volume 118, by a Dr. Jose M.R. Delgado, director of neuropsychiatry, Yale University. And he stated, we need a program of psychosurgery for political control of our society. The purpose is physical control of the mind. Everyone who deviates from the given norm can be surgically mutilated. The individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is only his personal viewpoint. Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. We must electronically control the brain.
Yeah, there are thousands of such quotes where they say the family's a disease, must be eradicated. There's even videos of them saying it. That's the ruling class. Go ahead.
So he goes, someday armies and generals will be controlled by electronic stimulation of the brain.
And now they're shifting over to that. Oh, you want to be a fighter pilot? You got to take this interface. I haven't seen that particular quote, but I've seen many quotes like it.
This is February 1974.
Very interesting, sir.
Yeah, my sister turned me on to 9/11 Truth a couple years ago, and I've been reading and listening and watching all your videos. I read David's books, you know, Ray Griffin's and a couple others, and my God, what a mess we're in, huh?
And it's only going to get worse until we get the general public to stop being cattle. Bruce, good to hear from you. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Wes.
Mercy, I've been waiting since you had Anthony Hilder on.
Well, would you rather me not go to your call? I'm sorry.
I want to talk about the Illuminati, if possible.
Go ahead.
You have made a film about the Illuminati. I want to get to the root of this tree. It was only formed in 1776, correct?
No. One incarnation of what was called the Illuminated Ones, Ingolstadt University, 1776 in Bavaria, Germany. But you can go back to Machiavelli and others in the 1600s with it. And it goes back to Solomon's Temple and then back to Egypt and Babylon.
Let's go back even further, or at least right now, to the founding of the Illuminati. You seem to be avoiding the issue that Mayor Amschel Rothschild actually financed Adam Weishaupt to form the Illuminati, which is based upon the teachings of the Talmud, which is an turn the teachings of the rabbinical Jews. This comes from one of Tex Mars's books.
Hold on. I'm going to hold you over. But first off, you come on and say you've been on hold too long. Then you say I'm avoiding something. Tex Mars has been in here about five, six times this year. I had a bunch of other guests on this year. You asked where the Illuminati came from, and I said Solomon's Temple before you opened your mouth about that. Now, it's not intellectually fair to say I'm covering something up when I said it before you even opened your mouth and accused me of that. I mean, how in the world do you do that? I mean, sir, did I screen your call to call in here?
I don't know.
you don't know. That's really friendly of you. You know what? Stay there. We're going to come right back to you, okay?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
All right, I want to get to Charles, Brian, Eric, and Ricardo and hit some news, some financial information before this transmission ends. And T-minus 26 and a half minutes. But we had Michael Hoffman on twice this year. What I don't like by the crew out there that claims I don't cover this is that I've always talked about every issue. I've always discussed everything. And even before you accused me of not talking about the Illuminati having roots back to Solomon, I said it before you accused me. I mean, 10 seconds before. And so, sir, what I'm saying is, when you called, they just asked your first name and where you were calling from. If you volunteer that you disagree, you will get preferential treatment and go to the head of the line. And I said, did we screen your call? And you said, I don't know. I mean, do you think that would be giving, you know, in the intellectual debate somehow to me? Was your call screened when you called in, Wes?
No.
Because a lot of the people that come in, put him on hold. Listen, you're going to be able to talk, Wes. but you're not going to be able to lie about me, okay? I am not going to put up with this anymore. Now, let's get one thing straight. We don't screen your calls that people claim we do. It's a lie. Anybody can call in and find out for themselves. A. Except maybe once a month when I say, you know, the topic is this, our guest is on about black holes, we're talking about that, or our guest is on about little red fire engines, we're talking about that. Now, instead of talking about how I'm bad, you've got your time on air right now. You can say whatever you want, Wes, okay? But I'm going to interrupt you if you make stuff up about me. Now, make your point about the Illuminati.
Okay, once again, I said the Illuminati is based on the teachings of the Talmud, which is in turn the teaching of the rabbinical Jews. So let's quickly switch to Freemasonry. Here is a quote from Rabbi Isaac Wise. Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment which history grades official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end. Now, why don't you have Victor Thorne on there if you're going to talk about 911? You've read his book, perhaps?
All right, look, that's enough. That's enough, okay? I'm not going to have Scott Mafutka up with his operation, okay? I don't allow those type of operations to be run on me. Now, sir, I called in. You know, you called in. You made false claims. We cover all issues here. I am not going to let people pick fights with me to then get into these little battles. I'm the big fish in all of this, and believe me, I don't like it most days. And so people obsess on Alex Jones. They try to pick fake fights with me so that they think I will build them up in debates. It is not going to happen. Now, I happen to have had a true scholar on because he's respected. His information is accurate. I have read his books over a decade ago. I have researched it. Dr. Michael Hoffman, we'll probably have him back on, for 2-3 hour interviews. And I have had Jeff Rentz and so many others up here. And Tex Mars married my wife and I. I do not like the Jewish mysticism, the New World Order stuff. And I criticize that and I expose Kabbalah and I talk about it all the time. And sacred geometry and all the rest of it. And so I just can't play along with the lie that we don't cover this and we don't get into it. Okay? Now, I tend to disagree, and of course Hoffman agrees with this, that it is solely a Jewish thing. But it's like if you have three guys rob a bank, and you convict them all of robbing the bank, it doesn't mean the German, the Jew, and the Chinese guy are less guilty than each other. I happen to have studied esoterica, okay, and text any of these people who you're naming, I can have on this show to explain to you that the library at Alexandria was lost. It burned. And other libraries during the sacking of Rome were lost. But we know that it is Babylon mystery religion. It's the same religion in Greece, the same religion in Egypt, the same religion in Babylon on the Tigris-Euphrates, 35 miles south of Baghdad, in Iraq. And that is where this pre-Christian stuff comes from. That's what the Masons worship. Now, the Jews, being big writers and scholars, codified it, developed it, and carried it through, and during the Dark Ages and the sackings and the destruction and the Visigoth sacking of Rome by Alaric in 410, that was carried forward by them. So in its modern incarnation, it certainly is, and I'm not debating you. But I will not promote or have on people that have lied about me, that have slandered me, that have been all these things, sir. You know, the people you mentioned say that this show is owned and run by ABC. That's not true. Now, I do have an AT&T cell phone. I am not working for AT&T. One of the three satellites we have is a leased feed for $5,500 a month from ABC. And every station owner out there is laughing because they know that's the receivers radio stations have, and you go lease time to be on that, whether it's a baseball game or a game of pinochle. So that's the type of distortions and lies that come out of the people that you want me to have on this show. And I have serious news, sir. The private banking establishment is taking over our entire society right now. This is not a bailout. This is a takeover of the entire economy. And I broke that down in detail in the first hour. This is so serious that I'm sick today, but I came in here. I know the time is short. And I just don't have time for all this infighting. Now, I don't believe you're COINTELPRO. You sound like a well-meaning old guy up in Idaho, Wes. And if you'd have called in here, you could have had 3 or 4 minutes on air, like every other caller, to say whatever you wanted about that. No one screens you. No one censored you. No one stopped you to come on and say it. But I will not sit here and hear a bunch of bull about how I'm bad. You know, we've laid out what's happening. We're a platform to expose what's going on, to build up other talk show hosts, to build up other websites. And I have an open hand to everybody that doesn't lie and slander and attack me. Okay? You know, I am not a Scientologist, but there are millions who think I am because of liars. I am not Alex S. Jones that runs a quarantine center, but I've gotten death threats a week ago over that. He's 70 years old or something. It's not me. I'm not a black guy named Alex Jones who's some Catholic promoter. And I'm not against Catholics either, but I'm not a Catholic. And it's not fair when my family helped found Texas as Protestant revolutionaries, the Ayers, the Johnsons, and others, and you sit there and tell me that I'm some Vatican tooth fairy. Listen, I'm not going to play along with your lies. I mean, I just can't do it with you. This is about reality. This is about what's veritas. I said I'd go to calls. I have all this homeschooling news, all this tyranny news, Marines implicated in mainstream news and the bombing in Islamabad, in Pakistan. So much is going on. We're in so much trouble. And the New World Order knows it can go into our movement and just get us all fighting with each other. Look, this isn't about Alex Jones. What have you done today, Wes, to expose the New World Order and to try to bring people together? What have you done? What have you done? I mean, what can I do for you? I'm here. What you say is a fraud. Who you promote, the last thing, is a fraud. And if I know someone lies about me on hundreds of issues, then I disregard them. All it is people trying to make names for themselves. Like I'm the biggest, baddest, quickest draw gunfighter. That's the analogy. And they're going to want to try to get me in a gunfight with them to build up their cred, to build up their name. That's not what this is about. This is a mission-oriented radio show to reach as many people as we can and wake up as many people as we can. Not to get into hot-button stuff and turn people off and get into balkanization and divide and conquer. Okay? We go where the truth is, nothing more. But we don't do it in a politicized, bigoted way. And that's why people lie and say we don't cover all the issues. We do. Now, you asked me where the Illuminati came from, and I told you it came from King Solomon, the son of David. And you said, I'm covering up that it has Jewish origins. Before you accused me of it, I said it. I said what you said before you said it. And then you take that from me. You take my bold stance. You take my truth. You repeat the truth right after I said it and then say I didn't say it. That is a grand delusion. God help you. I got all this news. I'm going to hurry. Each caller gets 1 minute. I'm sorry for cheating Charles and Brian and others, but I just spent too long with Wes. Charles, go ahead. Go ahead, Charles. You're on the air from California.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. God bless you. I'd like to make a couple of points. The first thing I was going to say was about fluoride and all that, because I think it's like the main thing is all this drugging down. But
we can't warn people that the fluoride's killing them in the water, because it's the Jews. We've got to hate
exactly.
Jews. That's the answer. Just repeat the word Jew over and over again.
That's why I was just going to say, I wanted to just stop the fluoride talk for a second. I was going to go into my other point was the Rothschilds, because I was searching up the timeline of their family yesterday.
I made a film in game about the Rothschilds running things.
Yeah, I'm a Sephardic Jew from New Jersey. And all this, I feel like the last caller, I was glad when you said that. I'm not going to play into this whole, you know, blame the Jew, because, like, that's all it is. There's a lot of people that just want to go after the Jews. Meanwhile, you know, like you said, this is developed thousands of years, whatever it's been, and then it was taken, you know, by the Rothschilds and whatever. But,
And by the way, the Rothschilds, you know, took over 100,000 Sephardic kids and radiated them many to death.
Right, and also I was reading that they were, like, basically planning this whole, like, you know, put all the Jews in Israel, get them out of Europe.
Yeah, so the Zionists supported Hitler.
Right, I know, and they funded the whole Holocaust. Listen, I try to tell all my friends, I'm from the biggest community of, you know, Jews from New Jersey, New York. I try to wake all of them up, as many as I can. A lot of them, they're still stuck on, you know, seeing skinheads in the parking lot and getting mad at those people. Like, they're the Nazis. Like, they're the ones that funded the Holocaust and all this shit, all this stuff. You know what I mean? It's really sad. And that's why I'm saying the main obstacle, I feel like, is the fluoride, is the drugging, is the dumbing down of America. Because, you know, the people you could get across to are really just the intelligent people. They're really the people that still have a brain left. You know what I mean? That can still...
I hear you, and we need to depoliticize it and not make it a hateful thing. Then the truth can be told.
Right, and that's why right away, because some people just say, oh, yeah, if McCain wins, I'm going to move to Canada. I'm like, you ever hear of the North American Union, and did you ever know that? You know, he talks to the people, say that, and then they say, like, it's such a crucial time in history. I'm like, yeah, so you think the people that are running this country and that are above our government are going to allow some random black guy... We're just going to give the power to the people to win the Democrats.
No,
party.
If they let him in, sure. He's theirs. Call me back later, Charles. I got to move on, no matter how good your call is. It comes down to this. There's Zionist documents, there's British documents, there's government documents where the people that are involved in all this evil stuff, they want to make it vicious and hateful and with a shaved head and a Heil Hitler so that it's a poison pill. They want to radicalize people. That's why there's bullying in the movement, to make it as just horrible and vicious as possible so that it's an unpalatable movement. They're basically coming into the middle of our party where we're waking people up, black, white, old, young, Jewish, German, Chinese, doesn't matter, Native American, Mexican. We're coming together, and they want to say, just basically, you know what? They climb up on the top of the table, the punch bowl, and you know what they do? They pull their pants down, and they do something in the punch bowl. And they say that anybody else that won't do that in the punch bowl is bad. You know, I don't even want to bash illegal aliens anymore because I realize that's playing into balkanization. Oh, they're being used to tear down the country, break down the border. But I need to lovingly explain that and put that out so that it doesn't then add into the New World Order where we're all fighting with each other. God, I don't care if you're a Jew, Gypsy, Chinese, Mexican. I don't want you drinking the deadly fluoride water. And we have all these scientific guests on. It's so far gone that I just don't even know what to say anymore. I am just not. I mean, it's painful to have to come on here and talk about how horrible and wicked Israel is, because there's a lot of people that misunderstand that and they'll hate me, but I still do it. There's a lot of people, who are Jewish who'd have nothing to do with the New World Order, just like a lot of Germans, nothing to do with Hitler. Or a lot of people that are British who aren't involved in the New World Order. I get emails saying, why are you bashing British people? My last name's Jones, folks. I'm not bashing Brits. You know, it's like the old cliche of you're not bashing Italians to say that La Cosa Nostra is Italian. And I come from it from that perspective. And, you know, the anti-Semites, they first said, oh, well, we're not against Jews, we're against Zionists. But now they'll tell you everywhere, it's Jews. Jews are evil. Arrest them. Get them. And, you know, that's a load of bull. 98% of Jews out there don't know about the New World Order. Just the same as everybody else. It's a load of bull. The people are blind and aren't aware of what's happening. I want to come back in the final segment and blitz through some financial news. We're just out of time, and I can't take any more calls. If you call back tomorrow, Brian and Eric and Ricardo, I'll get to you first. I want to come back in the final segment and hit some key information. But I'm not going to let my message be tainted and pulled down by a bunch of egomaniacs that if I put on a Hitler uniform, they'd still attack me. Because that's what they do. It's bad. And they don't like it because I criticize Hitler. Hitler was bad. You know, it's just unbelievable. Before I go to break, folks, a few sponsors that make this show possible. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. 27 years in operations where I've gotten storable foods over the last 8 years. I've given it to family. I have my own supply. You won't stand in the bread line if you have your own bread, they say. And it's true. Now, with inflation, the threat of war, depression, all of this, you need food that lasts more than 15 years in climate-controlled, 10 in your garage or attic where it's not climate-controlled, high quality, no MSG, no GMO, 800-409-5633. Call and get a free catalog today. Don't wait. That's the first step. 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then, of course, there's a ColoBlue.com. We're not just paying bills here with these sponsors. I believe in this company. It's really neat. Atmospheric water generator grabs the water out of the air, 7.5 gallons a day in your average area, about half that in a desert. Atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Ultimate water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces, again, 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, 5 filters in it. Unbelievably cool. Works so good. 866-585-4044. Give Ecola Blue a call today. Get a free brochure or order it. I wouldn't wait. 866-585-4044. 1-866-585-4044. Or EcolaBlue.com. Banner in the middle of Infowars.com. E-C-O-L-O Blue.com. Did you miss it? EcolaBlue.com or 866-585-4044. The great part about Google is you just Google Ecola Blue and it'll pop up for you. 866-585-4044, EcolaBlue.com. And folks, don't infight. Don't spin your wheels. Get the videos. Make copies. Get them out to people. Spread the word about the radio show. We are affecting change. We are having victories. We're bringing people together, not dividing them. We are moving against the New World Order together. We'll be right back.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Oh. He's
pounding down.
Loaded up and trucking.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Got a long way to go. And it's sure time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Son, never mind them brakes.
Let it all hang out.
Oh, yeah.
We got a run to make.
That's right.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
And there's beer in Texarkana.
And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
That's right. Get the job done. Go in the distance. Look, in the first hour, I know we'll be on the AM and FM dial shortwave, but that'll re-air tonight on stations everywhere. I went through what this bailout really is, and it's so much worse than even most people know. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for 3 hours covering that and other key issues. But Ted Anderson's been watching a lot of the hearings the last few days where they're admitting all this. Just, it's so, they're taking over the whole economy. It's a takeover. It's not a bailout. Ted Anderson, bottom line. Gold went crazy today. The stock market went down. Last time I checked, where is gold in the stock market right now, Ted?
Well, high today, gold 903.60. We're seeing it right now at 80.
So it broke 900. It broke 900.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Major psychological barrier. They cannot suppress it. It should be above 3,000.
Yep. Then, of course, silver 1369. That's up. I mean, it was a strong day in the precious metals market. The watching these guys go back and forth about this whole bailout deal. I mean, it's half the people are in with the New World Order. Some of the... You should hear every one of these congressmen are talking. My constituents are telling me that they don't want this thing, and how can I explain this to them? Why would this be good? You know, and this it's crazy to watch this whole
thing.
And
by the way, the market is falling. See, it's terrorism. The market will fall. The market will die if you don't do this. And then literally, Paulson has turned it into a private hedge fund. They're grabbing up all the banks, using the regulators. This is a takeover. The next hour on the InfoWars refeed, folks, I detail it. It is just off the charts. Ted, we don't have much time. I cover it in the next hour for the InfoWars stream listeners. You cannot miss it. I'm going to recap it right here at the end. But before we do that, you've got gold. What is it, 30-something bucks below what it's trading at right now? This is just a great deal. It hurts the New World Order to get out of their paper money. Protect yourself while there's still time. Ted, tell them about the gold and silver offer.
Oh, yeah. Right now we have British sovereigns. They're at $247, and I've got francs at the $198. I mean, those are just fabulous buys because of the fact that gold is so strong. Again, the silver right now at $1.60 on the dimes, same thing. I mean, the market is going, it's gyrating, and it's going so well on the gold and silver market.
But, Ted, explain. I mean, you locked in this supply of gold and silver you have before it just went up another $30.
Well, that's right, and that's why I've been able to hold on to it. I'm really surprised that we haven't seen gold and silver jump even higher than that it is right now, because all the indicators are showing that that's going to happen.
This is a buying opportunity. Now, tell them about the gold and silver. Tell them specifically.
Well, specifically, first of all, the physical is in such short supply. Get the British sovereigns. They're currently right now at 247. The francs are a fifth of an ounce of gold. They're at 198. And the silver is probably the shortest thing that I have. It's hard to get silver right now. It's at $1.60 for the dimes, and I just can't say that enough. Right now, at this particular time, you can't get into this stuff. The market is so hot. There's just so many people calling on it. It's like one of the number one things that are Googled. Fortune magazine has a picture of a gold coin right on front of it.
That's right. They can try to suppress its price, but they can't. But they're running out of supply. Ladies and gentlemen, every indicator says they're killing the dollar and that it's only going to go up. But regardless, they can't devalue this. This is real. You need to hold it. You've got sovereigns, you've got francs, and you've got silver and gold. 800-686-2237. Brokers are there. They'll be there till midnight. Can you hold that deal till midnight, Ted?
Until midnight. You got it all the way through tonight, Ben.
800-686-2237. Midnight Central. You can even call tonight at midnight. There'll be some brokers there. They're standing by right now. Folks, this is a win-win-win-win-win, and it makes this broadcast possible. And here at the end of the show, we've been telling you about our sponsors. You're just crazy if you don't get involved. 800-686-2237. Here's that number. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Okay, I'll be right back in 1 minute, but you got it. Not the Genesis streams. You got to go to InfoWars.com. I do an hour-long analysis. Then David Ray Griffin, all these other people. Stay with us.